ജയം വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി ജയം നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ കി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദക്കി നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർ കി സ്വയം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീയദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്കി ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനക്കി വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്കി മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്കി മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്കി ജഗന്നാഥ് പുരിധാമിക്കി ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്കി ഗംഗമായിക്കി യമുനമായിക്കി തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്കി ഗൗർ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namam Vishupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devim Gauravani Prajarini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadarini. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാദ് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ നോരധേമധിയോയം സഫല സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യദോന്വയാദിതരദ ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാത് ഹേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത് സൂരയാം തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാം ധാമ്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുകമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോരസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമഃ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുവേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്യുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിതിതീർഷതം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൽ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുകുണിതാദ്രദാനനിന്ദോഃ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേർ മധുരിണ കണികാപികാപികാപി നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശചാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദം പ്രജസ്ത്രീനാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദീഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദപരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കം ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ചാപ്റ്റർ 19 കാൻറ്റോ 11 ശ്രീഭഗവാൻ ഉവാചാം യോ വിദ്യാശ്രുതസമ്പന്നം ആത്മവാൻ നാനുമാനിക മായാമാത്രമിതം ജ്ഞാത്വാ ജ്ഞാനം ച മൈ സന്യസേത് ജ്ഞാനിനസ്തുഹമേവേഷ്ടം സ്വാർത്ഥോ ഹേതുശ്ച സമ്മതാഹ സ്വർഗശ്ചേ ഭവർഗശ്ച നാന്യോർത്ഥോ മധ്യതേ പ്രിയാഹ ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാന സംസിദ്ധം പദം ശ്രേഷ്ഠം വിദുർമമ ജ്ഞാനീ പ്രിയതമോധമേ ജ്ഞാനീനാസോഭിവർത്തിമാം തപസ്തീർത്ഥം ജപോദാനം പവിത്രാണിതരാണി ച നാലം കുർവന്തിനാം സിദ്ധി യാ ജ്ഞാനകളയാ കൃതാം തസ്മാൽ ജ്ഞാനീന സഹിതം ജ്ഞാത്വാ സ്വാത്മാനമുദ്ധവാം ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാന സമ്പന്നോ ഭജമാം ഭക്തിഭാവദാഹ ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാനയജ്ഞേന മാമിഷ്ടു ആത്മാനമാത്മനി സർവയജ്ഞമതിം മാം വൈ സംസിദ്ധിം മുനയോഗമൻ ത്വയുദ്ധവാശ്രതിയസ്ത്രിവിദോ വികാരോ മായാന്തരാപദനാഥ് അപവർഗയോർ യത് ജന്മാദയോ സേതമീതവദസ്യ കിം സ്യു ആദ്യന്തയോർ യഥസദോസ്ഥിതദേവ മധ്യേ ശ്രീ ഉദ്ധവ വാച ജ്ഞാനം വിശുദ്ധം വിപുലം യഥൈത വൈരാഗ്യവിജ്ഞാനയുധം പുരാണം ആഖ്യാഹി വിശ്വേശ്വര വിശ്വമൂർത്തേ ത്വൽഭക്തിയോഗം ച മഹദ് വിമൃഗ്യം താപത്രേണാഭിഹതസ്യ ഘോരേ സംതപ്യമാനസി ഭവാധ്വനീഷ പശ്യാമി നാന്യചരണം തവാങ്കിൽ ദ്വന്ദ്വാദപത്രാത് അമൃതാഭിവർഷാൽ ദൃഷ്ടം ജനം സമ്പതിതം വിലേസ്മിൻ കാലാഹിനാത് ക്ഷുദ്രസുഖോരുദർശം സമുദ്രഹീനം കൃപയാപവർഗേ വജോവിലാസിഞ്ച മഹാനുഭാവ ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാചാം ഇത്ഥമേതി പുരാരാജ ഭീഷ്മം ധർമ്മമൃതാം വരം അജാതശത്രു പപ്രച്ച് സർവേഷാം നോ അനുശൃണോതാം നിവൃത്തേ ഭാരതേ യുദ്ധ സുഹൃം നിധന വിഹ്വലഹ ശ്രുത്വാൻ ധർമാൻ ബഹുൻ പശ്ചാൻ മോക്ഷധർമാന് പൃച്ഛത താനഹം ദേ അഭിദാസ്യാമി ദേവവ്രതമുഖാശ്രുത ജ്ഞാന വൈരാഗ്യ വിജ്ഞാന ശ്രദ്ധാഭക്തി ബ്രഹ്മിതാൻ നവൈകാദശ പഞ്ചത്രീൻ ഭാവാൻ ഭൂതേഷു യേന വൈ ഈക്ഷൈതാധികമപ്യേഷു തൽജ്ഞാനം മമ നിശ്ചിതം ഏതദേവ ഹി വിജ്ഞാനം നധതേയേന യേന യൽ സ്ഥിതി ഉൽപ്പത്യപ്യയാൻ പശ്യൽ ഭാവാനാം ത്രിഗുണാത്മനാം ആദാവന്തേജ മധ്യേജ സൃജ്യാൽ സൃജ്യം ഇത് അന്വയാ പുനസ്തൻ പ്രതിസംഗ്രാമേ യക്ഷിഷ്യതേ തദേവ സൽ ശ്രുതി പ്രത്യക്ഷം ഐതിഹ്യം അനുമാനം ചതുഷ്ടയം പ്രമാണേഷ അനവസ്ഥാനാം വികൽപാൽ സ വിരജ്യതേ കർമാണം വിരണാമിത്വാദ് അഭിരിഞ്ചാദമംഗളം വിപശ്ചിൽ നശുരം വശ്യൽ അദൃഷ്ടം അവിദൃഷ്ടവ ഭക്തിയോഗ വിരയോക്തം പ്രിയമാണായതേ അനഘ പുനശ്ച കഥയിഷ്യാമി മൽഭക്തേ കാരണം പരം ശ്രദ്ധ അമൃതകഥായാമി ശശ്വന്മദനകീർത്തനം പരിനിഷ്ഠാജ പൂജായാം സ്തുതിഭി സ്തവനം മമാം സോ ലാസ്റ്റ് സൺഡേ വി വർ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദി പ്രോസസ് കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് എക്സ്പ്ലെയിനിങ് ടു ഉദ്ധവ അബൌട്ട് ദി പ്രോസസ് ഓഫ് ഭക്തിയോഗം ഇസ്ൻ്റ് ഇറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ദെയർ that the shraddha amrutakatha we have seen that verse in the 18th verse karmanam parinamitvat avirinjad amangalam vipashil nashiram vashil adrishtam avidrishtavat and then krishna says bhakti yogam purayivokta priyamanaya tenaka bhakti yogam what is discussed in the bhagavad gita and bhakti yogam what is discussed here is exactly the same shrimal bhagavatam and bhagavad gita also talks about that bhakti, that how bhakti yogam should be taken very seriously. In the sense that here you can see that a devotee has first brings discipline into his body and the mind. And that is why various activities in the morning, after waking up, chanting the holy name, apart from that, engaged in the deity worship or meditations, and reading literature like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Mahabharatam, and associating with the devotees in satsangam, and going to the temple, engaged in the deity worship, all these things, then everything, if it is performed as an anushtanam, anushtanam means that I'm not doing anything, big things in this world, it's a part of my life. In other words, there is no, without any kartrutva bhoktrutvam, if they are performed in this world, then in other words, it becomes nitya anushtanam. Nitya anushtanam means a daily routine. Daily routine. It has to be done every day. Nitya karma it is. It has to be done every day. If we do like that, what will happen? The way we have to function that, Bhagavatam says, is that just like sun and the moon, they appear regularly, isn't it? Without any break. They, every day morning sun comes and evening sun sets. In the same way, and the moon also, and similarly. So they have, you can see from them that how regulated they are in their life. How controlled and regulated they are. They continue their activities without any, uninterruptedly. They are able to execute their duty in this world. So, or just like the air is flowing without any, without causing any stress in the mind and the body, one should be able to execute this sadhana. That is important thing. Without creating any stress in the mind and the body, in a very relaxed way, one should be able to execute this sadhana. Particularly waking up in the morning, early hours in the morning, and then chanting the holy name, engage in deity worship if possible, or studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, engaging in deity worship, and visiting the temples and associating with the devotees. Association in the sense, in satsangam. In satsangam. These are the important things mentioned. And just like in the material nature, all the seasons are changing, isn't it? Seasons continuously tend to change. So all those things happen, and we may notice it or not, but it is always happening. And when one brings that discipline into the body and the mind, body and the mind also, in a similar way, it engages in some activities. Just like the nature is, nature has its own, how the nature is tuned to change the seasons in a particular way, regularly, without any without any problems, how the nature functions. Just like the sun and moon appears and provides continue with their work, equally these nityanushtanam or daily routine activities must be performed by the body and the mind. By the body and the mind. So idea behind that is all these activities does not give any fruitive results, isn't it? Purpose of doing all these kind of activities, sadhana, particularly deity worship, particularly the chanting the holy name, so that they do not give us any results from that. And because results means they don't give you any direct results, isn't it? Pratyaksham. Directly, they don't offer any results to us. And at the same time, these activities does not create any pride inside. All these activities, kartrutva bhoktrutvam won't be there. That is practically what is implied in that. To bring that kind of discipline in the body, that without any desire for results, and without any knowledge of I am the doer, all these activities are performed. Is it not? Whereas generally material activities, what has happened? Material activities always, I am the doer and I am the enjoyer, waiting for the results to come. Whereas these activities, particularly chanting the holy name, and associating with the devotees in satsangam, engaging in deity worship, visiting the temples, all these kind of activities are for disciplining the body and the mind, able to function, to make it a practice, not to involve the false pride in there, and the ownership of kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam does not, I am the doer or I am the enjoyer does not come in. But the result is that the body and the mind get disciplined in that way. Disciplined in that way. So, and that is what is known as bhakti sadhana. These are the bhakti sadhana. Bhakti is a very, very higher thing. These are only the bhakti sadhana mentioned. That is why that bhakti yoga, there you can see, if you look into Uddhava's first verse, in the 8th verse, what Uddhava has spoken, jnanam vishuddham vibhulam yathaita vairagya vijnana yudham puranam akhyahi vishveshara vishwamurte tol bhakti yoganja mahad vimurgyam. That tol bhakti yoganja mahad vimurgyam. Uddhava asked that question, isn't it? So, we can see here, all these things at no point is to be given up in spiritual life. Because if you want to have in spiritual life a fulfillment or an integrity in life, and you can do this sadhana whichever way you like it, it is possible to execute. But at some point, all other things you will have to bring within the periphery of this sadhana. Within the periphery of this sadhana. For example, suppose you are going in the process of jnana margam, or but you cannot proceed in the jnana margam without executing bhakti sadhana. This is the point Krishna is going to make it very clear. Without bhakti sadhana, you can't proceed in the jnana margam. Even if you go in the yoga margam also, you will have the, you can go in the, follow the process of yoga margam, but at the same time, the knowledge has to be there. Jnanam must be there, or bhakti must be there. And if you want to advance in the bhakti process also, jnanam must support that bhakti. And also, karma must move away from the way. So therefore, karma yogam, isn't it? So you can see, karma, jnanam, bhakti, they all go together at the same time. And that is why yesterday, we remember, we discussed this in the Bhagavad Gita, the 12th chapter. Arjuna asked that question, evam satadayuktaye bhaktasvam pariyupasade e japyaksharam avyaktam teshamke yogavittama. Arjuna's question was also, of course, this question has our question. On our behalf, Arjuna has asked that question. Krishna has put that question through Arjuna, the question came out. Arjuna is asking, which one is better? Ejapyaksharam avyaktam or evam sadadayuktaye bhaktastam bhairivasade? Is the bhakti yogam process better or jnana yogam process is better? Same way Arjuna asked that question, isn't it? So you can see there itself that how this confusion comes in the mind, our mind. Just like if you want to follow this, bhakti sadhana is important. Within that sadhana, you have to bring all the other things. While executing the sadhana, simultaneously, jnanam, vairagyam, karma yogam, all that thing has to come in within that circle. So, karma, at some point in time, by executing karma yogam, karma will move away from us. All these things will be, they will all to be joined together at some point in time. And our own common sense will tell us what is actually lacking in us. At that point, common sense will tell us what is actually lacking in us, and we ourselves have to make that correction wherever it is missing. So, while we have this material body, all these problems will be there while we have the material body. That is why this body, first of all, we have to tie it down, this body. So that is why Krishna is saying here that if you do not tie this body down, all the peace inside will flow away. How does Krishna give the example? Sravandi amakadham bhuvan, he says. Sravandi amakadham bhuvan. In other words, just like the potter, he makes an earthen pot. He puts it in the kiln. And in the kiln, if it is not fully dried, suppose it is still half dry, and you take it out and you fill water into it, what will happen? The water will leak through that, isn't it? Only when the pot is fully dry in the kiln, and the potters know when they take it out, they knock it and they'll tell you whether it is dry or not. So, similarly, when the pot is fully dry, in that case, if you fill it with water, the water will stay in the pot. But before it is dry, if you take it out from the kiln and then you start pouring water into it, the water will start leaking through it. Krishna says that, Sravadhi Amakadham Bhuvad, he says. So similarly, if our body, the mind and all other Upadhi means, these are all Upadhi for the soul, isn't it? Upadhi means the mediums through which the soul is expressing itself. The material body, the mind, the intelligence, the ego, if all of them are not in a yogi state, if they are not in a yoga state, then what? If they are not in the yoga state, whatever shanti or peace that's coming from spiritual activities, that will start flowing through the senses to the world. That shanti will go through the senses to the world outside. So Krishna mentions like that, Sravandi Amakadham Bhuvad, he says. So this flow through the senses to the world outside, it is called Chit Prasaranam. Prasaranam means it is getting distributed through the senses, distributed through the senses. And all the shanti inside or the peace inside, what we have, when it flows through the senses to the world outside, and if it is developing in that way, if that happens, that is what is called ignorance or ajnanam. Ajnanam is that. That is what is called ajnanam. We see saying ajnanam, ajnanam, isn't it? What is ajnanam? Ajnanam is this, that unable to move, when we lose our tranquil state or the peaceful state of the peaceful consciousness inside, and all the energy in the body and chit prasaram or chit shakti, when it flows through the senses to the world outside, or chit prasaranam it's called, when it goes through the senses to the world outside, what will happen is that it is called ajnanam or ignorance. So so they have given the definition in that way. Ajnanam means, what does ajnanam mean? Ajnanam, we call it as ignorance, isn't it? Ajnanam means the eye is going after a form. The ear is going after something to hear. The nose wants to smell something. The tongue wants to taste and the skin wants to touch. So the five senses of knowledge, if they are freely functioning in the world, with the shabdam, sparsham, rupam, rasam, gandham, isn't it? Sound, touch, smell, and hearing. All these five senses, when the chit shakti flows through them, through the senses to the world, that is called chit prasaranam. Chit shakti flowing is called chit prasaranam. So when the chit shakti goes away through the senses to the world outside, that is called ignorance, ajnanam. It is called ajnanam. So this wandering through the senses to the world outside, that is what is called ajnanam. You can imagine now what it means, isn't it? That when the chit potency or chit shakti inside, the energy from the soul, when it flows freely through the senses to the world outside, it's called ignorance. It's called ignorance. So, and that is the cause of the distress also, ashanti. So in order to tie down, so that this flow doesn't happen so freely through the senses, and to tie them down is the first thing, and that is where sadhana comes. Sadhana is necessary in spiritual life. Without sadhana, nothing is possible. Because through sadhana, one brings that discipline in the body and the mind. For the discipline in the body and the mind. So, and for that, whatever common sense tells us, we also have to look at ourselves and see what we need in spiritual life, isn't it? Some people have to engage in Sandhyavandanam, Brahmanas engage in Sandhyavandanam, chanting the holy name, or reading Srimad Bhagavatam. If you can't do anything, at least to sit silently and reflecting on the truth, on the spiritual truth, not being always disturbed state. So, if one does not make this controlling the body and the mind in this way, Krishna says here, if we live that way, it is possible to experience that spiritual truth. Spiritual truth. And you can see this, that when one brings everything under control, it becomes an experience, nectarian experience. Krishna makes it like that. He says it's nectar at that time. You can see that it is for this purpose alone. The two ashrams were spoken, isn't it? We have talked about Vanaprastha ashram and Sannyasa ashram. You can see also the way the Varnashrama dharma is structured. Brahmachari ashram was set up to discipline in such a way that he can have a control in the Grahastha ashram. Similarly, Vanaprastha ashram was set up in such a way that through forcefully controlling that, in Sannyasa ashram there is no chance of getting disturbed over anything. So practically, Brahmachari ashram is a preparation for the Grahastha ashram. Similarly, Vanaprastha ashram is a preparation for Sannyasa ashram. So Brahmachari life, if it is very good, if it is led very well, and all kinds of training is offered to the Brahmachari, and if it is, and then when he enters into, what happens is, he is very tightly controlled in the Brahmachari life. In the Brahmachari life, he is very tightly controlled. A lot of restrictions in Brahmachari life. And afterwards, when he enters into householder life, a little bit of relaxation on everything. A relaxed mood in the householder ashram. And he is allowed to go have some sense enjoyment. And when he goes through that sense enjoyment, he will collect a lot of happiness and distress also in that process. And eventually he will become renounced. He is expected that to happen. That is why if there is a good Brahmachari life, householder life will not be very problematic. Householder life will not be problematic if the Brahmachari life is good. Because Brahmachari life is tight control on everything, on the body, mind and the senses. If it is done like that, when one enters into householder life, he is allowed to relax a little bit, and in that process he will engage in sense gratification, sense enjoyment is allowed in the householder life, and the result of that was he will acquire a lot of happiness and distress. When the happiness and distress comes, eventually he will say that I had enough of all these things, and renunciation is meant to happen to him. So, and when one is renounced in that way, and he is going back to the forest again and preparing himself for giving up everything finally. That is Vanaprastha ashramam. And absolutely, completely free state, freedom from everything, that is Sannyasa ashram. Sannyasam ashram. That is why it mentions Jnanam Sannyasa lakshanam. Jnanam Sannyasa lakshanam. So, Sannyasi is that person who lives his body in knowledge. Who lives his body in knowledge. Otherwise he becomes a jnani and then he leaves his body. So, you can see from here that to some extent when you feel that most of the grahastha dharma is over, and actually we are preparing for the, at that point preparing the ticket for sannyasam. So, in order that the journey from now on to become happy and friendly, or to have that peace inside, that is why Krishna is mentioning here the preparation for that. Therefore, Krishna is saying, in householder life, those things what Krishna has spoken must be taken very seriously. What are they? Karmanam parinamitvad avirinjadamangalam vivaschilnashwaram pashyel adrishtam avidrishtavad. They are for the householder. So, you can see there that Krishna first begins that vivaschilnashwaram pashyel. Everything is temporary. So, Bhartrihari, when he wrote Vairagya Shatakam, which you can read, in that Vairagya Shatakam, Bhartrihari talks about various kinds of distresses. So, you can see when you go through your householder life also, at a particular time, you will start observing certain things, certain kinds of distress. And you will start seeing people who are younger than us leaving the world, dying and leaving this world. That you will see yourself. People who are much younger, they have left this world and gone. At that time, it brings a thought inside. I can also go anytime, isn't it? So, when you start seeing people who are younger, they are leaving this world, these thoughts will come. Similarly, younger people, they get sick, sometimes very serious sickness. And when you notice that, you start worrying that serious sickness can come anytime. These are all signals from Krishna to make us realize that prepare yourself for the death. Prepare yourself for the death. And what else happens? As we get older, when the young people see, they look at us in a different way, isn't it? They start thinking, this old man, what is he going to cause problems? Because their understanding in life is different. They are seeing in a different way about life. So, and then you start feeling that I have to put up with all these things with the young people. So, kim asham iva go charam. Then like an old bull who has been utilized in whole life for different, by different people, the old bull cannot do anything anymore. So nobody wants the bull. Anyway, bull has to stand there and tolerate everything what's going around. He cannot do any work and he is useless at that time. So, and if he calls someone, if he calls this way, he'll go the other way. So, all the children won't listen anything. When all these things are happening in life, Krishna is saying that that this should be taken very, very seriously. It should be taken very seriously. So, at that time, the old age is, we start making decisions at that time. The children will make on our behalf the decision for us. And they will say to us, please take the old man to the old age home or somewhere like that and keep him there. So, this is what is known as, Krishna says here, this Vardhakyam, the old age state, isn't it? Kaumaram, Balyam, Kaumaram, Yavanam, Vardhakyam. Vardhakyam stage is like that. So, Krishna says here, when you are seeing all these things, start getting ready for that. In other words, he says, preparation to withdraw from this world. Withdraw from this world. You are getting the intimation of restriction. People are avoiding. People are avoiding, isn't it? So Krishna says here, at that point, one should execute Bhakti Yogam seriously. Bhakti Yogam seriously. That's why in that 19th verse, immediately after householder life, Krishna says, take Bhakti Yogam seriously. What does it mean? Bhakti Yoga Purai Vokta Priyamanaya Denaka Punascha Kathayishyami Mal Bhakte Karanam Param. Mal Bhakte Karanam Param. Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, I spoke to you about Bhakti previously also. I spoke to you about Bhakti previously. And I also talked to you about the qualities or the symptoms of a pure devotee. Pure devotee. And I have spoken so much about, you remember in the 14th chapter, Krishna spoke about Bhakti Yogam in detail, isn't it? And in the 12th chapter, Krishna talked about Salsangam also in the same way. And he spoke about all the great devotees who became, who realized the truth through the process of Salsangam. So, but here, Uddhava is saying here, still he wants to hear more. Uddhava wants to hear more about Bhakti. So, and talk to me about Bhakti more, he says. You will see here, again and again, Krishna, Uddhava wants to hear about Bhakti. That is why he says here, Punascha Kathayushyami Mal Bhakte Karanam Param. Uddhava, there he says here, isn't it? Shraddha Amrita Kathaya Bhakti Yoga Purai Vokta Priyamanaya Tenakha Punascha Kathayushyami Mal Bhakte Karanam Param. So, Bhakti Yogam, I will explain again. Krishna says to Uddhava. Krishna says to Uddhava. So, and saying that, Krishna says the next few verses is all about Bhakti Yogam process. Let's look at that. Verse 20. Shraddha Amrita Kathayame Shashwan Madanu Kirtanam Parinishtha Japujayam Studibhi Stavanam Mamam. ആദരപരിചര്യായം സർവാംഗൈരഭിവന്ദനം വൽഭക്തപൂജാഭ്യധിക സർവഭൂതേഷു മന്മതി മദർത്തേഷു അംഗജ്യേഷ്ഠാച വജസോ മൽഗുണേരണം മൈ അർപ്പണം ച മനസാ സർവകാമവിവർജനം മദർത്തെ അർത്ഥപരിത്യാഗോ ഭോഗസ്യ ച സുഖസ്യ ച ഇഷ്ടം ദത്തം ഹുതം ജപ്തം മദർത്ഥം മൽവ്രതം യൽവ്രതം തവാഹ ഏവം ധർമ്മനുഷ്യാണാം ഉദ്ധവാത്മനിവേദിനാം മൈ സഞ്ജായതേ ഭക്തി കോന്യോർത്ഥസ്യ അവശിഷ്യതേ. സോ ഫ്രം വേഴ്സ് 20 to 24 കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ഭക്തി പ്രോസസ്. From the about the bhakti process, he says here that shraddha amrita kathayanme shashvan madana kirtanam parinishtanja pujayam stutibhi stavanam mama. Shraddha amrita kathayam cha, that means always eager to hear about Krishna katha, about Krishna and Krishna katha. And he mentions here shashvan madana kirtanam, always engaged in the chanting the holy name and also in kirtanam. And what else he says, parinishtaja pujayam, in deity worshiping the deity, he some steadiness in that, some steady regularly, without, not that one day in a year or once in a way worship the deity, every day on a regular basis to do the worship. And parinishta stutibhi stavanam mama, stutibhi stavanam mama means glorifying Krishna with famous stotrams, famous glorification prayers, famous prayers like all the stutis in the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the great devotees, their compilations about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, all the pure devotees. So all this is, Krishna says, is sadhana bhakti, sadhana bhakti. ഭക്തി യോഗ പുരൈവോക്ത പ്രിയമാണായത്തെ അനഘ പുനശ്ച കഥയിഷ്യാമി മൽഭക്തേ കാരണം പരം. ഹി സേസ് ആൻഡ് ദെൻ വാട്ട് എൽസ്, മദർത്തേഷു അംഗജ്യേഷ്ഠാജ വജസാ മൽഗുണേരണം മൈ അർപ്പണം ച മനസ സർവകാമ വിവർജിതം. നെക്സ്റ്റ് വൺ ഹി സേസ്, ഓൾവേസ് പ്രിപ്പയർ ടു സെർവ് കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് സറൗണ്ടറിംഗ് വൺ സെൽഫ് ടു ഹിം, പേയിങ് ഒബൈസൻസസ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് വേർഷിപ്പിംഗ് ദി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾസോ. And above all, seeing Krishna's presence in all other living entities. Mai arpanam cha manasa sarva kama vivarjanam madarthe artha parityago. And anga chesta, he says here, anga chesta adara parijaryayam sarvangair abhivandanam mal bhakta puja adhiya sarva bhudeshu manmati. That is important, sarva bhudeshu manmati. ആദര പരിചര്യായം സർവാംഗൈർ അഭിവന്ദനം, സർവിംഗ് കൃഷ്ണ ത്രൂ ദ ഡേറ്റി വർഷിപ്പ് പ്രോസസ്, സർവാംഗൈ അഭിവന്ദനം. ഇൻ അതർ വേർഡ്സ് ദൻ കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ദൻ ഓൾവേസ് പേയിങ് ഒബൈസൻസസ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ, ഒബൈസൻസസ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് മൽ ഭക്തപൂജാഭ്യധികം ഓൾസോ സർവിംഗ് ദി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് സർവഭൂതേഷു മന്മതി, ഓൾവേസ് സീയിങ് കൃഷ്ണസ് പ്രസൻസ് ഇൻ ഓൾ അതർ all living entities, not only in devotees, all the living entities, sarva bhudeshu manmadi, Krishna's presence. Then madartham anga cheshtaja vasa malgune ranam, he says all activities directing towards Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. And what else, vajasa madgune ranam, all the words for glorification of Krishna, mai arpanam cha manasa, and surrendering one's own mind to Krishna, and sarva kama vivarjanam, giving up all kinds of desires inside. So in this way, in a few verses, Krishna explained to Uddhava again about bhakti yogam in a very condensed form. Although all this is, you have to remember, all this is sadhana bhakti, isn't it? That is why he mentions here. So when Uddhava asked that question, how does that bhakti comes and how that satisfaction or fulfillment or peacefulness or shanti comes to one, and how does that happen, and Krishna mentions there shraddhalu amrita shraddha amrita kathayame, and when Krishna mentions that in that verse shraddha amrita kathayame, it will appear as though Krishna is feeling envy towards the devotees. Krishna says, I can't go and sit here about myself, but you can hear about me. That is Krishna's mood. Shraddha amrita katha ayam me. So, katha means what? That is also another important thing. Krishna's katha, katha we talk about it, isn't it? And katha is enjoyed by the devotees when they hear. So, in katha means, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not only the pastimes alone, but mainly katha means Bhagavat Tattvam. About Krishna's, what is Krishna? That understanding, Bhagavat Tattvam. Bhagaval Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate, it says in the beginning of the, in the second chapter of the first canto, isn't it? It says in Bhagaval Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. So, katha, hearing about Krishna means not only the pastimes, but also the Bhagavat Tattvam. And that was spoken in the Prithu Maharaj story, if you remember. In the fourth canto, when we discussed the Prithu story, there katha means what? Katha means kathanam. Kathanam means realized soul, one who has deeper understanding of spiritual life or realizations, when they talk about the soul, self-realization, then Prithu Maharaj says there that, give me 10,000 years to hear about it. Isn't it? Give me 10,000 years, he says there. If you look into the fourth canto, you will see these verses there. When Krishna appeared in front of the Prithu, Prithu Maharaj's prayers to him, Prithu's glorifications in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prithu says, Na kamaye na tatadapyaham kochil, na yatra yushma charanam bujasavam, mahattamandar kridayam nukhachido vidhal sakarna yutameshame varaham. Na kamaye na tatadapyaham kochil, na yatra yushma charanam bujasavam, mahattamandar kridayam bujachido. Vithalsa karna yudameshame varaham. That this is where the hearing is spoken. If you want to understand in Srimad Bhagavatam, how one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that is what is spoken in that verse. He mentions there, Prithu Maharaj is saying there, Na kamaye na tatadapyaham kochil. When Krishna's devotees, when they talk about Krishna, Na yatra yushma charanambuja savam, that the nectar that they have realized about Krishna or their realizations, when that flows inside, mahattamandar hridayam mujachyuto vidhalsva karna ayudameshame varaham, that it will enter into our, through our ears, it goes into the heart. Mahatamandar Hridayam Rujachyudo Hridayam Mukachyudo Vithalswa Karnayudame Shami Varaha. Prithu Maharaj is saying that all my body, he says, give me 10,000 years. What does that mean? He is saying that every cell in the body, let that become an ear, able to hear about Krishna. Able to hear about Krishna. So, that is sa uttama shloka mahanmukhachyuto bhaval padamboja sudha kananila. In the next verse he says like that, isn't it? That means from the pure devotees of Krishna, and even the air that brings that that their realizations to us, when they speak about Krishna, they cause their attachment and devotion to Krishna. Their realizations, when it comes through the air, it says here that bhaval padamboja sudha kananila smridim punar vismrita tattva varpanam. When you hear from devotees, who have heard Srimad Bhagavatam and understood the tattvam from Bhagavatam, when the air brings that tattvam to us, he says here, smritim punar vismrata tattvavarnanam. Even those who have forgotten about Krishna, Krishna tattvam, or principle of Krishna, that tattvam comes back from inside. It brings back. That's what he says here. Smritim punar vismrata tattvavarnanam. Vismrata means what we have forgotten about Krishna. We have forgotten about Krishna. That smriti, memory is there inside. But what happens when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita from devotees, due to their realizations, through them Krishna flows. Krishna flows through them. And when they start flowing through them, it comes and brings our memory back about Krishna. That is what happens in satsangam. Satsangam is meant for that. The devotees, when they speak about Krishna, everybody has remembrance of Krishna. He is inside everybody, isn't it? Antaryami inside. He is there. But somehow you have forgotten about Krishna. But when you hear from the devotees, what normally happens is, smritim punar vismrata tattvavarpanam. Vismrata tattvavarpanam. That forgotten tattvam or forgotten principle about Krishna, it comes back. And kuyogi nam no vidaratyalam varaihi. Even kuyogi who are not practicing any yoga system, even they become conscious of Krishna, or they become Krishna conscious, in other words. They become Krishna consciousness. So this tattvam is important. That is why it is mentioned like that. Then earlier, in 24, you must take Bhagavatam and look at these verses. You will see this. In verse 24, Prithu Maharaj talks about hearing, Shravanam process. But immediately, it should not be misunderstood. Right immediately after that, in verse 25, he says there that smritim punar vismrata tattvavarpanam. Leela, hearing Leela is necessary. But important, more important than Leela is the tattvam. Tattvam is important. That is what he is saying there. In verse 24, he says, na kamayena tatadapyaham kochilna yatra yushma charana ambujasava. Mahatamandra khadayam vijachyuto vidhalsa karnayudameshame varaha. He says there that give me 10,000 years so that I can keep hearing about Krishna. Keep hearing about Krishna. Krishna katha, in other words. But katha actually refers to not only to Leela. Leela is important. Leela is no doubt. Leela is important. But more important than the Leela is the tattvam. More important than the Leela is the tattvam. That is why in the very next verse he says, sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachyuto bhaval padham bhoja sudha kananilam smritim punar vismrata tattvavarpanam kuyoginam no vidaratyalam varaihi. That is important. Smritim punar vismrata tattvavarpanam. If one keeps on hearing about Krishna, what will happen? Tattva punar vismrata tattvavarpanam. That forgotten Krishna, one whom we have forgotten about Krishna. That is why this ajnanam has built up inside. Forgotten about Krishna means forgotten about the soul, isn't it? Self-realization, in other words. Punar vismrata tattvavarpanam. Because what that leads to, we lose our identity with the body and we start seeing ourselves as spirit soul. That is the goal of all hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That must happen, just like it happened to Parikshit also, isn't it, at the end. So here, in different places in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see different things explained for us to understand better. Shravanam process is well spoken in this Prithu Maharaj's glorifications. Prithu Maharaj's glorification is to explain about the Shravanam process. Through Shravanam, Prithu Maharaj says here, that Mahatamanda Krayambujachido Vithalso Karnaida Meshame Vara. I want to hear about Krishna, he says. How from the pure devotees, Mahatamandar Krayambujachido, what flows from their heart and comes through their faces. Mujachido, what falls from their faces, what comes from their mouth. Vithalswa Karnaida Meshame Varaha. That when I keep hearing that as much as possible, Prithu Maharaj says here, that makes a change inside. What is that change? The change that will happen is, it will bring back our own realization of who we are. Inquiry will start to find out our own identity. That is the purpose of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. When continuously hearing about Krishna, the desire to inquire about oneself, because the mind which is totally traveling in the world, outside world, looking for sense gratification, that mind loses interest in the world outside and it will start traveling inward looking for the truth, looking for the truth. That is what it mentions there. That smritim punar vismrita tattavarpanam. Mind started its journey in the world at some point. We don't know when. But inside we know that Krishna is present there in everybody. Smritim punar vismrita tattavarpanam. Kuyoginam no vidaratyalam varai. At that point the attention goes back to the soul. And that is tattvam. That is the tattvarpanam. Inquiry or tattvam, in that is what is mentioned in that verses. So here Krishna also mentions here that even the, in a very poetical language it mentions that when it's spoken about Krishna, even the wind that carries that when it starts touching us, even the wind that comes which has touched the pure devotees of Krishna, even that wind that comes and touches us, it automatically that will wake up that inquiry inside about self-realization. So knowledge is already there in everybody. Everybody, because that is the very nature of the soul, isn't it? And that will wake up, or realization of the soul will wake up. Smritim punar vismrita, he says. Smritim punar vismrita. So tattva jnanam, or knowledge of the principle. In Bhagavad Gita also you will see this at different places. Krishna mentions that, isn't it? Krishna mentions the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita also. Krishna says there, isn't it, that if you hear about my appearance, janma karma jame divyam evam yo veti tatvada tetva deham munar janma neidima medi so arjunam. So janmam karmam, if you hear about Krishna from Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, and what will happen? Janma karma jame divyam evam yo veti tatvada. Tatvada, that is important. It has to be understood through tattvam, that Krishna tattvam. What is that Krishna tattvam? That is to be understood. And then what will happen is, tektva deham punar janma nedi mameti. He doesn't have to come back again. So the importance of tattvam is spoken there also. I think it is in the third or fourth chapter. Fourth chapter, I think, in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says there, evam yo veti tattvada, he says. So tattvam is important. That is what is mentioned here. So Bhagavata Sampradayam is, Bhagavatam principle is that Kathashravanam is important, but by hearing Kathashravanam, two things are happening with Kathashravanam. First thing, remembrance about Krishna happens inside when you hear Krishna's pastimes, isn't it? Bhagavad Smarana, memory, remembrance comes of Krishna. And for a small, short period of time, your mind is free from material existence. It stays away from the world, from the material world. That is why Vedavyasa Maharshi says in the glorification of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Padmapuranam you will see glorification through the process of Saptaham. The 7 days process started like that. 7 days process started like that. That means for at least for 7 days continuously from morning to night, non-stop, hearing about Krishna from Bhagavatam. Continuously hearing about Krishna from Bhagavatam. If you hear from morning to night, then you are free from trouble. Because all the problems are in the daytime, isn't it? In the nighttime you will sleep. It won't cause much of a problem. But in the daytime is when the mind goes to the world outside. So if you forcefully engage in hearing about Krishna during the whole day, the chances of getting affected by the material nature is very, very, very little. So, but sometimes during the day also people will sleep in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But that doesn't matter. Because even that happens, because there is no possibility, sleep is better than allowing the mind to go into the world, to the world outside. So, Krishna's point is, Shraddha Amrita Kathayam. Amrita Kathayam, he says here, that once we have developed Shraddha in hearing about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, and some taste has developed inside, that is the greatest process. He says here, Shraddha Amrita Kathayam me, Shashan Madanu Kirtanam, Parinishtaja Pujayam, Studibi Stavanam Mama, Stavanam Mama. So, Shashan Madanu Kirtanam, and sadadam kirtayandomam idandascha dadavrata. In the Bhagavad Gita it says there, in the 9th chapter, sadadam kirtayandomam idandascha dadavrata namasyandascha mam bhaktya nitya yuktam upasade. Talking about sadhana bhakti. Sadadam kirtayandomam idandascha dadavrata namasyandascha mam bhaktya nitya yuktam upasade. So, all, if you look into the great devotees, the saints from Maharashtra, Namadev, Tukaram, Yaneshwar, all of them, they were engaged in this process. They were engaged in this process. So, whenever they had an opportunity to speak about Krishna, they were talking about Krishna, but quite often they sat in solitude, in alone, and they glorified Krishna by singing all the time about Krishna. So, whether one sits alone or in the group of other people, one can still talk about Krishna. And there are many times devotees, they speak, very advanced devotees, they speak to the birds and the animals and even to the trees and plants about Krishna. About Krishna. It's not necessary that you need to have a lot of people to talk about Krishna. And material nature, whatever that is there in the Prakriti material nature, they will hear. So, some devotees talk to the cats and the dogs from Srimad Bhagavatam. Even they get the benefit from that. Because the principle here is, actually you are not hearing. The person inside is hearing. Person inside is hearing. Someone who is inside, he is hearing. And similarly, Krishna is hearing from inside. Krishna is speaking from the heart also. So, when he feels that he has to speak about Krishna, whether there is someone to hear or not, he still will speak about it. will speak about it. So, in different instances, the important thing to remember here is, the best listener is Krishna himself. Is Krishna himself. So, you can look at it this yourself. Sometimes you come to hear Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. In some days you will hear quite a lot. In some days you won't. Because you may want to hear, you may come here, but the mind will be somewhere else. This happens too quite often, isn't it? So some days it happens, some days it doesn't happen. You cannot say that every time you hear Bhagavatam, you had the same Shraddha every day. It doesn't happen, isn't it? Some days you hear well and some days you don't. That is the way hearing is. Because sometimes if the mind is has its attention elsewhere, it will go out. And even though physically present here or physically present hearing the Bhagavatam, the mind will not be able to focus or your attention will not be there. Shraddha will be somewhere else. Shraddha will go somewhere else. So, this is the thing that Shravanam process, you can see here that different times, whatever we have heard from Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, realization may not happen on the spot. Sometimes while traveling in a bus or a train or a plane sometime, some thought may suddenly develop from what you have heard from before. From the Bhagavad Gita or what Krishna has spoken about before. So, so when that will happen, it is very difficult to say. So, that is why it mentions there, Sharvanayavi Bhibir Nyana Labhyaha. You remember that verse in the Kathopanishad says that Sharvanayavi Bhibir Nyana Labhyaha. Yona Labhyaha. Shrunandobi Bhibir Nyana Vidyu. Ascharya Vakta Kushalosya Labdha. Ashayyada Kushalana Shishta. He says here that Shravanayavi Bahuo Yonal Vidhu. That many people are hearing, But everybody is not hearing the same way, isn't it? Everybody is not hearing the same way. Some people will hear better than others. Everything depends how much chittavritti is going on inside the mind. Practically, what it is showing is, even that hearing, that freedom we don't have. Even that freedom, Krishna has not given us. To hear about Krishna, even that freedom Krishna hasn't given us, even that is controlled by Krishna. That you can see practically yourself, if you look yourself, some days you have that, you are able to hear better, or you can take the message seriously. Sometimes the mind goes somewhere else and it will not have that same attention inside. Practically to show to us, even that freedom to hear is not in our hands. To such an extent, things are under Krishna's control. That is why it mentions here. So this is why, that's why Kushalani Shishtaha, one who is hearing, he is in surprised by hearing about Krishna. And Kushalani Shishtaha, he says here that one who has got it, he is surprised. And at the same time, what is the reason? Everything has to come together, isn't it? Everything has to come together. And this is why Krishna, it is called as mercy. Krishna calls us mercy. If you look into that verse, Shraddha Amrutakathayanme Shashvanmadanukirtanam Parinishtaja Pujayam Stutibhi Stavanam Mama Shraddha Amrutakathayanme Shashvanmadanukirtanam Parinishtaja Pujayam Stutibhi Stavanam Mama. So, Shraddha Amrutakathayanme, whatever we have heard about Krishna, to glorify Him again. And glorify Krishna in that way as much as possible. Otherwise, if you can't do it at any time, engage in chanting the holy name. Engage in chanting the holy name. Or kirtanam, whatever it is. All these things can be done, Krishna says, as a part of the sadhana bhakti. Part of the sadhana bhakti. Or some people take to the deity worship and do that properly with nishta. Nishta means steadiness. And the idea behind all this is, behind this deity worship is, whatever pride or pride in our body, isn't it? Pride in our body, abhimanam, as it is referred to. So all that, you are putting it on Krishna. You are throwing it on Krishna. That is what is called in this worship, deity worship. That's why, just like, we want to bathe, instead we bathe Krishna. We bathe Krishna. And we want to dress nicely, that desire inside, dress Krishna well. Dress Krishna well. And similarly, whenever you want to decorate yourself, your own body, that desire, fulfill that desire by decorating Krishna's body. Krishna's body. That is the purpose of this deity worship. We understand this deity worship is not just a set of rules given to us. The purpose is this, that one engages in deity worship in this way. For example, just like they say in the Shastram related deity worship, they are saying that you are inviting Krishna home just like a guest. And when a guest comes, how the guest is received? With a lot of respect and offering everything to the guest to please him somehow. Whole deity worship process is centered around that principle. Around that principle. So, if you want to eat well, prepare nice food and give it to Krishna and then satisfy Krishna and then take that prasadam. So, in other words, somehow or the other, shift the attention from us, from our body to Krishna's body. To Krishna's body. So, that is why Krishna is saying that this principle is the principle behind deity worship. Yadyadishtadamam loge yachadi priyamalpana tattannivedayan mahyam tadanandhyaya kalpade. Earlier Krishna mentions this to Uddhava. Whatever you like in this world, because you like it, hand it over to me. So everything, whatever, wherever our attachment is there, our attachment is this body, change the shift the attachment to Krishna's body. You, whatever we do for this body, like bathing, purifying it, or any kind of process, what we do to decorate this body, dressing, and all kinds of things what we do with this body to make it, because of our attachment to this body. Krishna says, if you engage in deity worship, that attachment will, the body will come down. Attachment for the body will come down. That is the principle behind it. The principle behind the deity worship. Wherever we have attachment in this body, to dress the body nicely, to bathe the body, and to decorate the body, everything, do it on Krishna's. Do it for Krishna's. In that way, attachment here will go. Attachment here will go. So, that is what he is saying here. If I want to eat nice, make nice preparations for Krishna and give it to him, and then take it as prasadam. Take it as prasadam. And preparing for Krishna means it's freedom from a sinful way of eating food. And at one point, Krishna says to Uddhava, yadyadishtadavam loge yachadi priyamalpmana tattannivedayan mahyam tadanandhyaya kalpade. Krishna is saying to Uddhava, Uddhava, ultimately let me tell you this much. Whatever you like it in this world, if you have some attachment for that, whether it is money, whether it's gold, whatever it may be in this world, yadyadishtadavam loge yachadi priyama alpana, because you like it so much, bring it over and give it to me. Because you like it so much. Because tattannivedayan mahyam, if you do like that, tadanandhyaya kalpade, you will be immensely benefited from that. Krishna is saying there in that verse. You will be immensely benefited from that. Many, many devotees in the past has experimented all these things. And they have understood this principle what Krishna is talking about. Many, many great devotees who have done deity worship for long period of time, for generations in their family, they have trained themselves in such a way, whatever that comes in life, offer it to Krishna. Everything offering to Krishna. That tradition has developed that way. That tradition has developed that way. That is why sometimes in many, many great temples, when the pujaris or the person who has performed the deity worship for a long period of time, due to circumstances at home or due to some difficulties with the health or something, they had to leave the deity and go away from the temple. They have left the temple weeping, feeling that separation from the deity. Because for years and years of this deity worship, what they have done, and their attachment to the body has gone, and attachment to Krishna has developed in such a way. That is what Krishna is saying. Yadyadishtadamam loke yachadi priyama alpana tattannivedayan mahyam tadanandhyaya kalpade. In Bhagavata Dharma, the deity worship is slightly different than the Vaidika Dharma. Vaidiyam, Tandriyam, Mishram, three things Krishna will talk about it later in the Bhagavatam. The deity worship process, rules and regulations, and that process remain. That is in the Varnashrama Dharma system process. But when it comes to Bhagavata Dharma, those rules and regulations are not followed very strictly. Here, Krishna gives importance to the bhavam or bhakti inside the person. Bhakti inside the person. That's why he says there, yadyadishtadamam loke, whatever you like it in this world, always thinking it's all for Krishna's. That thinking, that mood has to develop inside. Yadyadishtadamam loge, anything you like it in this world, it's all for Krishna's benefit. For Krishna's happiness, I'm taking this. For Krishna's happiness, I'm going to offer this to Krishna. This consciousness, yachadi priyama alpana, everything is Krishna's. And recognizing that, and surrendering, offering everything to Krishna. Yachadi priyama alpana, tattannive dayan mahyam. And if you keep on offering like this, tadanandhyaya kalpade, it will take you into such highest happiness in life. Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, that is the way to start this. So, whatever you like it in this world, give it to me, Krishna says. Give it to me. In that case, tadanandhyaya kalpade, unlimited happiness will come in life. So, in deity worship, you can see that is how this abhishekam, and also offering sandalwood pulp, flowers, everything in the process has happened in that way. So, Sometimes great devotees and yanis also who engage in all this worship, they will never give it up. They will never give it up. Because many people find it difficult to give it up after a while. They have gone beyond this stage of deity worship. They have gone beyond that stage. But still, they will not give it up. They will not give it up. So when they come, because it happens in this way, they are in that state beyond all this. They have come to realize the truth. They know what they are, the spirit soul. The spiritual identity is completely, they have realized it. But in spite of that, they may not give up this deity worship. Various reasons behind it. Let's look at that. Krishna mentions here, Shraddhamrita Kathayanme Shashwanmadanu Kirtanam Parinishtaja Pujayam Smritistuti Stavanam Mama Adara Parijaryayam Sarvangair Abhivandanam Malbhakta Puja Bhadigam Sarvabhudeshu Manmadhim Madarteya Angajeshtaja Vajasamadguneranam Mayarpanam Jamanasa Sarvadhama Vivarjanam. So in three or four verses, Krishna is very in simple terms about deity worship and service to Krishna explained there. In one instance, a great personality in the Acharya of the Sringeri Math, Chandrasekhara Bharati, everybody knew that he was in that very higher state of self-realization. Highly, highly internalized he could not, even if he wanted to bring his attention to the world outside, it was difficult for him. That was his state. So absorbed in the soul, even when he wanted to bring his attention to the world outside, he found it very difficult. While he was on his, as the Acharya in the mat, he had five students who were studying Shastram from him. So, in the morning, they were waiting for him to come back from the deity worship. If you go into Sringeri, you will see there, they have a famous temple known as Sharada Devi's temple and Vidyashankar, two mats, and a famous Narasimha temple next to their Acharya's palace, Acharya's residence. So, in the morning, they come to Sharada Devi. Sharada Devi is another form of Radharani. You have to understand that like that. Yogamaya has come in that way. So, he goes for the worship, deity worship in the morning, and sometimes, using the thousand names of Lalita Devi, he was offering these flowers to Sharada. And at a particular point, Mithya Jagadadishtanaye Namaha, when the thousand names are chanted and flowers are offered, when this particular Mithya Jagad Adhishthanaye Namaha, that is one of the prayers offering to Sharada Devi, and Chandrasekhara Bharati came to that mantra and he started offering flowers and he kept on offering that. He could not go to the next one. He stood there. So for a long time this continued, and these students were waiting for him in the ashram for him to come back and to start the lessons. They didn't see him coming back, so they came to the temple looking for him. So when they came there, they saw him. He was in that state, in his spiritual ecstasy. He was offering the flowers and he kept chanting this mantra, Mithya Jagadadishtanaye Namaha. And that mantra comes at very end of Lalita Sahasranam also. So the boys thought that he is going to come back. He's almost finished now. He'll come back. And they went back to Swamiji's residence again. They sat there, but for a long time he didn't turn up. And when they went back again, he was still doing the same thing. Mithya Jagadadishtanaye Namaha, offering flowers to Sharada Devi in that way. So, what you understand here is that he has not moved further from there. So, a personality like him, who has gone far beyond this body, mind, intelligence and ego, and come to the pure platform of the soul, Hambramasmi state, he has gone even beyond than that. So, but still he didn't give up the deity worship. Still he didn't give up the deity worship. He continued the deity worship every single day, till physically he could not do it anymore. Till that stage came. And he didn't do in that way, in the sense that when he decided to give up his body, he went to the Tungabhadra river and he told his disciple that I'm going to leave my body. He stood up to his neck inside the water and went down into the water and left his body. What they call as Jalasamadhi. That's how he gave up his body. He's one of the greatest personalities in his time who had that such higher realizations of the soul. Higher realizations of the soul. So freed from the control of the body, the mind, intelligence, ego, everything. And although freedom from all these things have happened, still he continued with the deity worship. Why? That question will come, isn't it? The reason is this. These great personalities, when they reach that state, knowing well others are looking up to them for guidance in spiritual life, only for our benefit, they continue the deity worship. Because if they stop it, what will happen? First people to stop it will be us. We'll say, he has stopped it, we can also stop it now. That's the way we will think about it. That's why it is like that. They will never stop it. They'll continue to do it till they physically they become incapable of doing that, or they decided to leave this world. So, so therefore they continue to show doing this deity worship. So this is all a part of the anushtanam, and it is good in all stages of life, So, so in the higher realizations, it is possible. There is also possible. Some people in the very higher state, they will give up everything. So, but in the sampradaya state, in the sampradaya process, that is very rare. Those who have come through the sampradaya process, sampradaya means through the different sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya, Shaiva sampradaya, and Advaitam, all these sampradayas, different sampradayas exist, isn't it? Those who have come through sampradaya, they don't normally give up because they are in the sampradaya. But those who are there, who has not followed a sampradaya process, they sometimes tend to give it up. Because sampradaya is set up in this world so that to benefit others as well. So, in Bhagavata sampradaya, so if you will see this in the 10th canto, when Brahma, Lord Brahma came to glorify Krishna, which is known as Garbhastuti. In the Bhagavatam it is called Garbhastuti. So, that is Bhagavata Sampradaya. What is Bhagavata Sampradaya? Bhagavata Sampradaya is like this. Then, after even achieving the perfection in spiritual life, still not to give it up. So, this Bhagavata Sampradaya, Bhagavata Sampradaya, it is normally never gave it up, this attachment to the deity. So, by executing this deity worship, they are not looking for any profit at the same time. And they have these, those great devotees, Bhagavadas they are called, Parama Bhagavadas, who have gone beyond all this bodily identity and they have become pure devotees in other state. Still, although they have become pure devotees, they will still engage in these little things. Deity worship is a little thing for them then, at that stage. In that realized state, deity worship is a small thing for them. But they still continue to do it. Because you can see, in the Bhagavatam also it mentions that, if you remember, the three states of devotees, three kinds of devotees, Kanishthadhyari, Madhyamadhyari, Uttamadhyari. Who is Kanishthadhyari? Who worships the deity. Is it not? So, why people who have gone to reach the Uttamadhyari state, pure devotee state, they don't give up this activity still, in order that others do not give up. That is the only reason behind that. Because if they give it up, everybody will think that we are also going closer to them. We will give up very soon deity worship. That is the reason why they do that. So, so upasana or this bhajana, what they perform, these great devotees, for them, that is why in the Bhagavatam, Bhagavata principle is like that. Srimad Bhagavatam is like that. Srimad Bhagavata Sampradaya is like that. If you look in the 10th canto, you will see there, when Brahma came to glorify Krishna, some of the things what he spoke there, there was a Satyavratam, Satyabharam, Trisatyam. സത്യസ്യ സത്യം നിഹിതം ച സത്യേ സത്യസ്യ സത്യം കൃതസത്യനേത്രം സത്യാത്മകം ത്വം ശരണം പ്രപന്നാഹ. ദ സെക്കൻഡ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഇൻ ദി ടെൻത്ത് കാൻറ്റോ, ബ്രഹ്മസ്തുതി, ഗർഭസ്തുതി, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് കോൾ ഗർഭസ്തുതി. കൃഷ്ണ വാസ് ഇൻ ദി ദേവകി വാസ് ക്യാരിയിങ് കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് ബ്രഹ്മ കെയിം വിത്ത് ലോർഡ് ശിവ ആൻഡ് ഓൾ ദി അതർ ദേവദാസ് ഡെമിഗോഡ്സ് ഓൾ കെയിം ടുഗദർ. ആൻഡ് വെൻ ദി കെയിം, ബ്രഹ്മ ബീയിങ് ദി ഹെഡ് ലീഡർ സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് ഗ്ലോറിഫൈയിങ് കൃഷ്ണ ഇൻ ദ പ്രിസൺ, ഇസ് എൻ ഇറ്റ്, ഇൻ ദ പ്രിസൺ. So that is how he started the prayer. Satyavratam Satyavaram Trisatyam. Satyasya Yonim Nihidanja Satya Satyasya Satyam Hrata Satya Netram Satyalpagam Thuam Sharanam Pravanaha. Continue like that and you will see later on that if you look at verse 31, Swayam Samuttirya Sudustaram Dhyuman Bhavarnavam Bhimada Badra Sauhrada Bhavalpadam Boruhanava Matrade നിധായയാത സദനുഗ്രഹോ ഭവാൻ. സ്വയം സമുത്തീര്യ സുദുസ്ഥിരം ഭവദ്യുമൻ ഭവാർണവം ഭീമമദബ്ര സൗഹൃദാഹം. ദെൻ വാട്ട് ഈസ് ബ്രഹ്മ സേയിങ് ഹിയർ? ബ്രഹ്മ ഈസ് സേയിങ് ഗ്രേറ്റ് ഗ്രേറ്റ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ദേ ഹാവ് കം ആൻഡ് വാട്ട് ഡിഡ് ദേ ഡു? ദേ ഹാവ് ബ്രോട്ട് എ ബോട്ട് വിത്ത് ദം ടു ക്രോസ് ദിസ് ഓഷ്യൻ. വിച്ച് ഓഷ്യൻ? മെറ്റീരിയൽ എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ്. They want to cross over this ocean of material existence. Samsara Samudram, it's called, isn't it? Samsara means material existence, which means what? Birth, death, old age and disease. In other words, three modes of material nature, whichever way you want to call it. So, they wanted to cross this. They don't want to come back and accept another material body again. So, these great devotees, pure devotees, what did they do? സ്വയം സമുത്തീര്യ സുധിസ്ഥരം ദ്യുമൻ ഭവാർണവം ഭീമദമദ്ര അദബ്ര സൗഹൃദാഹ. ദേ ആർ വെൽ വിഷേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് എവ്രി വൺ. ബിക്കോസ് വൈ ആർ ദേ വെൽ വിഷേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് എവ്രി വൺ? ബിക്കോസ് ദേ ഹാവ് നോ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ് ദിസ് വേൾഡ് പ്രോപ്പർലി. ദേ സീ ദാറ്റ് എവ്രി വൺ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ് ഈസ് സഫറിംഗ്, എവ്രിബഡി ഈസ് സഫറിംഗ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. ആൻഡ് ബിക്കോസ് ദേ നോ ദാറ്റ് they know, they have compassion for everyone, they have compassion for everybody. So when they came, wanted to cross this ocean of material existence, bhavarnavam bhima adabra sauhradah, they all had their own boat. They brought their own boat with them. And what did they do? Bhaval padambo ruha navamatrade. They used their own boat and they crossed the ocean. But only thing what they did was, when they have crossed the ocean, when you look at there, you see they have left the boat on this side. They have crossed the ocean, but they left the boat behind for others to use it. For others to use it. That is what he is saying here. Bhaval padambo ruha navamatrate. നിധായ യാദ സദനുഗ്രഹോ ഭവാൻ. ഹൗ ഡസ് ദാറ്റ് മീൻ? ഹൗ ഡസ് ഹൗ ടു ക്രോസ് ദി ഓഷ്യൻ? ഇഫ് യു വാണ്ട് ടു ക്രോസ് ദി ഓഷ്യൻ ആൻഡ് യു ടേക്ക് ദ ബോട്ട് ആൾസോ വിൽ റീച്ച് ദി അതർ സൈഡ്, ഇസ് എൻ ഇറ്റ്? ബട്ട് ഹിയർ ബ്രഹ്മ ഈസ് സെയിങ് ഓൾദോ ദേ ഹാവ് ക്രോസ് ദി ഓഷ്യൻ, ദേ ആർ ക്രോസ് ദി അതർ സൈഡ്, ബട്ട് ദ ബോട്ട് ഈസ് സ്റ്റിൽ ബാക്ക് ഹിയർ. ദേ ലെഫ്റ്റ് ദ ബോട്ട് ബാക്ക് ഹിയർ ഫോർ അസ് ടു യൂസ് ഇറ്റ്. വാട്ട് ബ്രഹ്മ ഈസ് സെയിങ് ഈസ് ഓൾ ദ ഗ്രേറ്റ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, they have come and they engaged in Krishna consciousness, they surrendered to Krishna. In that process, different devotees followed different processes. In the Shravanam process, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Alpanivedanam. And in all that process, when they followed different processes, they have compiled great literature. Isn't it? Like Krishna Karanamritam, Chaitanya Charitamritam, and so many great, great literature they have compiled. And with that literature, by compiling that literature, in that process they became completely Krishna conscious. Fully Krishna conscious. They became very pure. Pure devotees and high degree of realizations from that. So they crossed the ocean by compiling them, but at the same time they left that literature for us to take benefit from that. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything belongs to that category. Arjuna crossed the material world through Bhagavad Gita, but Arjuna left Bhagavad Gita for us. Parikshit crossed the material world through Srimad Bhagavatam. He left the Bhagavatam for us. Bilumangalam left the material world through Krishna Karnamritam. He left Karnamritam for us. Similarly, there are many, many, many literature. Many great devotees have left behind for us to use it. Why? Why? Because Bhavarnavam Swayam Samutirya Sudustaram Dhyuman Bhavarnavam Bhima Madabra Sauhradaha. That they have so much compassion for others because they know this world better than us. They have seen this world in its true colors. Except there is distress in this world, there is nothing else on offer here. That realization they had, so they were able to do that for others. So that's why here, it says here, that they are offering us, they have crossed over this material existence, but at the same time, the boat they have used to cross over, they left it behind for us. So that is the Bhagavata Sampradaya. That is the Bhagavata Sampradaya. So here, we may ask this question, why should I go to the temple? Why should I chant Hare Krishna? Why should I do deity worship? I've seen all that. I don't have to do it anymore. That is not the right approach. We should go to the temple. We should chant the holy name. We should engage in deity worship. Everything is necessary. Even because all these activities, sometimes people say, I don't feel like going to the temple, they say. So, if you hear all these things, and if you go to the temple, what will happen? After all, it is the Vastu inside who is present in the temple as well, isn't it? So, till then, even after realizations, still great, great devotees, they go to the temples. They go to the temples. They don't stay away from the temple. So, at least the good thing, if nothing else, at least at that time you won't watch the TV. Is it not? At least at that time, you won't do some nonsense. Even if you don't contribute much to the spiritual life, that is why first Krishna is saying there, bring some discipline into life. And that discipline to the life, to the mind and the body, and it is a part of that. Chanting the holy name, studying, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and participating in satsangam, deity worship. All this is to bring some discipline into the mind and the body. Because they, the rishis, the sages, they knew this, that they gave us a program in such a way that if you engage in these things, it will at least bring the body and the mind under control. In other words, when that happens, the necessary purification will happen inside and you'll be able to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita properly. Bhagavad Gita properly. So, their principle is, any activity in spiritual life which is dominated by Sattvagunam, mood of goodness, unless it becomes practically difficult to do it, it should not be given up. For example, it can happen due to various commitments in life or due to physical ill health or reasons like that. It can happen that we may not be able to do it. A stage may come like that in life. In such a stage, one can give it up. Otherwise, all these kind of activities, chanting the holy name and participate in deity worship, going visiting the temple, deity worship, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating in satsangam, and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, all these activities are never to be given up because they are all in the mood of goodness. They are all in the mood of goodness. So, if it is done like that, so, or by doing that, if you are getting disturbed over something, then you can give it up. But it cannot happen in that way because it is meant to create mood of goodness inside. Otherwise, it's not necessary to give it up. So, deity worship, surrender to Krishna, Sandhyavandanam, all those things. So, as long as it is possible, it should be carried out. It should be carried out. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is important. Hearing Bhagavad Gita is important. But at the same time, if it is not supplemented or if it's not supported with upasana or anushtanam or sadhana, that hearing will not manifest its benefit inside in the proper way. Because how to control this body in a proper way? Bandhanam it is called, isn't it? So then the question will come, if you keep controlling the body like this, you will lose your freedom, wouldn't you? You will ask that question. Remember this, only if you lose the freedom for the body, you will have the freedom for the soul. You will have the freedom for the soul. In order that the freedom for the soul to develop inside, you have to lose the freedom for the body. That is the principle. That is the principle. When you lose the freedom from the body, freedom for the body, the freedom for the soul builds up in a natural way. In natural way. We understand everything in the reverse way, isn't it? In the opposite way. We think that if the body has freedom, only then the soul will have its freedom. Only then the soul will have its freedom. But and similarly, we also think that only when the mind has its freedom, the soul will have its freedom. Actually, what we need is not freedom. What we need is freedom from the body, freedom from the mind, and freedom from the intelligence, and freedom from the senses, and freedom from the ego. That is what we need. We don't want freedom for the body, or freedom for the mind, freedom for the intelligence, freedom for the senses. What we need is freedom from the body, freedom from the mind, freedom from the intelligence, and freedom from the ego. That is spiritual life. That's how we have to understand spiritual life. Because most of us think like that, if I have the freedom to do everything what I want to do in my life, then I will be also realized one day. No, actually by giving away that freedom of the body, of mind, intelligence and ego, you get the freedom for the soul. You get the freedom for the soul. So this release, this is a release from the body, isn't it? In order that release to happen, then we have that, when that release happens, we have escaped from there. So if you want practice that nishtha, that steadiness in spiritual life, then it is very easy afterwards. It's very easy afterwards. So sometimes, often, you have to encounter the situation. People will hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and then they will fire away hundreds of questions after that. But they will not take to the process. They will not chant the holy name. They will not follow any of the principles properly, but they are very interested in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. That is not, Krishna is not accepting that. In Bhagavatam, Krishna is saying here that all these knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Upanishads and everything, in order that it has to go in and starts working and it has to have impact on us, this sadhana or anishthanam or freedom from the body, mind, intelligence and ego is mandatory or compulsory. It is compulsory. Because just like a train is running on a track, isn't it? So if all the senses are and the mind, if they are set up in a particular way that they don't get easily pulled by the sense objects, then you have escaped from the problem. Because just like a train is running in a particular track, and this one track business is necessary in spiritual life. That is why Krishna is saying here that Shraddhamrita Kathayami Shashwanmadanukirtanam Parinishtamja Pujayam Studibhistavanam Mama. He is giving various options. He says, do all these things same time. Because if you do like that, the body and the mind will come under control. Body and the mind will come under control. That is the idea behind it. So, Krishna says, glorifying me, Bhagaval Katha Shravanam, hearing about Krishna. And all this is what Krishna has spoken here is what is known as charya. Charya. You will see Krishna uses this word in the next verse. Adara Parijaryayam Sarvangai Abhivandanam Parijarya. That charya it is called. And all the sadhana what is spoken in the verse 20 is the charya for bhakti process. It's the charya for bhakti process. Parinishtaya Pujayam. So, Parinishtaya Pujayam. Those who are doing deity worship, that deity worship done on a steady level, every day, every single day. And that means one has to have some control in the life, isn't it? Otherwise it's not possible. Otherwise it's not possible. So even in the deity worship you can see, when one does deity worship over a long period of time, everything becomes very easy. You get used to it so much, isn't it? At that point anymore, you don't have to absorb a lot yourself. Think about this. Then, in other words, it turns into akarmam. It turns into akarmam. So, and that akarmam state that Krishna says here, if there is jnanamishta inside, he will experience happiness. In other words, very advanced devotees, when they engage in deity worship, you will observe this in many, many temples. Advanced devotees who have done deity worship for a long period of time and who have also acquired proper understanding of Krishna consciousness from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, you will notice after a while that when they engage, if they have that steadiness, when they reach that steady state in their deity worship, they experience a tremendous happiness inside because there is no more any motivation behind their deity worship. There is no motivation anymore and no sankalpam, in other words. And also, they are not thinking about it anymore like a karmam to be performed, because it is not a karmam anymore. It's in a natural way. It happens through their body. It happens through their body. Because that kartrutva bhoktrutva has gone away from them through that process of deity worship. So they know very well there is nothing to be acquired by engaging in the deity worship. There is no more transactions anymore with Krishna. There is no profit and loss. Nothing there. A karma that happens through that body, but in full knowledge. So therefore, it becomes completely spiritual. And only if you know people who have done this and experienced that, and only through them you will see the beauty of that experience of spiritual life in that way. So here, we say that Krishna is saying here, all karma should be offered to Krishna. But you cannot do vihida karma in the same way. Vihida karma means those karma which are necessary for the spiritual activities. But other karma which you are doing in this life, you may not be able to execute in the same way. For example, bahya karma. Vihida karma means the daily routine things, what you have to do in spiritual life. Like chanting the holy name, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, going for satsangam, engaging in deity worship, and engaging in kirtanam. All these are vihida karma. That must be done. Vihida karma. But bahya karma is that other things what you are doing in life. For example, going to work, earning money, all other kinds of transactions, buying home, selling home, all other kinds of things. They change every day, isn't it? The workplace, the work what you do today is not the same tomorrow. It will be something different. So, vihida karmam and bahya karmam. Bahya karmam, when you start, bahya karmam means the external work. When you start doing that, it will be something today, something different tomorrow. And there will always be, in those transactions, there will be business. There will be business in there. And motivation will be there. And there will also be other false things will creep into it. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I need recognition, I need this result. These things will come in the bahya karma. It is unavoidable. So, because in those karma, because there are so many defects in those karma, to come to a yoga state is very difficult because of that. To come to a yoga state is very difficult. So, if you are properly engaged in spiritual life, and if your spiritual life is become the priority in life, one day you will realize that, you will find out yourself that this vyavahara karma or the karma bahya karma, what your external work, what you are doing, that it is not possible to execute this vyavahara karma anymore. A stage will come in life like that. It's not possible to do this vyavahara karma anymore, and you would also like to pull back into vihita karma. That is why you escape from that karma. Vihida karma means where your kartrutvam, I am the doer, your ambitions, Your arrogance, your charm, your charisma, all these things is not there. And which karmam? Nobody is going to appreciate you for doing that. And you are not looking for any appreciation from anyone. And all that karmam, which you are only doing in a steadiness in life, to bring that discipline for the body and the mind. And that is only for the, you are not concerned of that karmam and its result, Such a karmam is called as vihita karmam or dainandina karmam, daily routine thing, daily routine thing. But at that point, karmam simply becomes a discipline rather than karmam. Karmam becomes a cause of your own discipline. In other words, it disciplines your body and the mind. That's what happens at that stage. That's why Krishna is saying here that bhakti yogam process, all that is in the sadhana process, what is discussed, is ultimately to bring this state, In other words, when we start realizing, all of us who are doing all kinds of transactions in this world outside, we know the problem that once we leave our vihita karmam every day, we go to this vyavaharam outside or bahya karmam outside, and bahya karmam creates, it is different every day, isn't it? It's different every day. Because it is different every day, it is impossible to bring that yoga state inside through bahya karmam. Bahya karmam cannot do anything like that. Because all the bahya karmam, external karmam, is infected with all the problems. Problems like many, many problems are there. Because there will be motivation, and there will be you will be requiring for recognition. You will be expecting some appreciation from colleagues or the boss. All kinds of things are there in this external activities. And those activities will not bring the benefit of, like in the vihita karmam. Whereas when we realize it, that the vihita bahya karmam or external karmam, vyavaharam, is not any more conducive for spiritual life. If you are serious about spiritual life, you will realize it one day. And you will know that you cannot do vyavaharam anymore. A stage will come in life. I can't do it anymore. Many, the same Chandrasekhara Bharati whom we were talking about, he was invited by the king of Mysore, Jayachamaraja Vadiyar. He installed him as the head of the mutt, with seeing his spiritual status. Although he was installed as the head of the mutt, he had practically no interest in this world, and it has become very difficult for him to engage in the management of the mutt. Sringeri Mutt has a lot of assets and a lot of temples under them, and management, all that. So a lot of work involved as well. So Chandrasekhara Bharati at that stage, he appointed a manager whom he thought was capable, who was absorbed in vyavaharam, and handed over everything to him. This manager used to go to him to discuss with him and to get his instructions on various things. The only instruction he could offer to him was, you run everything nicely. And he stayed behind from everything. He was not interested in the because that is what happens. That they have reached such a state that vyavaharam, they have lost all interest in this world, all the external world. That has completely gone away from them. So, vihita karmam means, in whichever karmam, you don't have any kartrutvam. I am the doer, has gone. That's what happens in all these activities, isn't it? This is also a karmam. Which one? This deity worship is also a karmam in that sense, that you have engaged in various things. So, where in such vihita karmam, important thing is, very, very soon, kartrutvam will go away. The ownership, doership will leave us. And when that happens, all other associated problems what we have in the work outside, like the ambitions, different ambition, arrogance and charm and charisma, all kinds of things what is associated with the world outside, if they are not there in the karmam, And that karma does not require any appreciation or any recognition from anyone. And it has simply become a nishta or anishtanam in a person. And it's only for the disciplining the body and the mind. And one who does not even think about the results of that karma is known as this vihita karma or daily dainandina karma. There is no Saturday and Sunday in spiritual life, you know. There is no Saturday weekend. Doesn't exist there. Every single day it has to happen. So Krishna says here, if you keep on doing like that, what will happen is, all these vihita karma or dainandina karma, it will build a compound wall around us. It will build a wall around us, and that is what Krishna calls it as charya. Adaryam paricharyayam sarvangai sarvangai abhivandanam mal bhakta puja bhadigam sarvabhudeshu manmadhi. So Krishna expects that whatever he has spoken in the verse 19, he says, if you make that a daily affair in whole life, one does that, then it becomes a compound wall around him, like a compound wall around him. So charya, that is what charya means. charya means actual meaning is that everything moving in one direction. Mind, body, intelligence, ego, senses, everything towards the goal, self-realization. That is called a charya. At the moment, we don't have that, do we? Mind is saying one thing, body says something different, intelligence says something different, senses are asking for something else. Ego shows in its own way, shows up as its own way. So you can see the subtlety behind it, how the rishis have set up a system like this, that when one does like this, they are saying to us that over a period of time, it will become a wall around you. Then nothing can actually penetrate inside. Charya means that. That the word charya is important there, because it is through charya this will happen. Charya means everything in us, that means the body, the mind, the intelligence, the ego, the senses, everything, all working towards one goal in one direction. When you do things like this, others will say to you, what kind of life is this? Isn't it? They'll ask you that question. Every single day you have to read Bhagavatam. Every single day you have to chant the holy name. I've got other things to do in life. That for such person, Krishna is saying, it is difficult. Spiritual life is very difficult. So here he says here, all this is Krishna has spoken here, parinishtaya pujayam. Then if you feel that you are not, if you are getting bored with the deity worship, or if you are getting, you start reciting some nice prayers to Krishna. Stutibhi stavanam mama, Krishna is saying there. Start glorifying me in some form, and that will keep you satisfied. So if you are not happy with that, you want to do something, engaging, doing the abhishekam, or dressing the deity, or making garlands for Krishna, various things in discussed there. Or if you want to glorify me, there are famous prayers in the Mahabharata, the thousand names of Vishnu, continuously chanting the Vishnu Sahasranama. So all these things, chanting the holy name, engaged in kirtanam, bhajans, and stavanam mama, adara parijaryayam. And Krishna says, all these things should be done with respect, with proper, in the proper way. Adara parijaryayam, not in a very casual way. It should be done with great care and attention. Great care and attention. So, not only that, to be associating with other devotees. Associating with other devotees. Hearing about Krishna. And sarvangai abhivandanam. Krishna says, pay your obeisances to everybody. So, mal bhaktaha puja bhyadiya sarvabhudeshu manmadim. Beyond all these things, to remember that in all living entities, Krishna is present there as the Antaryami, as the super soul inside present here. So the devotees, when they have developed their taste for deity worship and so many other things what Krishna has spoken here, adara parijarya ayam, adara means that respect for the process, respect for the process. All these things Krishna has spoken here in this. So we'll stop here for a few minutes and we'll continue after that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Uddhava Vacham, verse 8, in the 19th chapter, verse 8. Shri Uddhava Vacham, Jnanam Vishuddham Vibalam Yathaida, Vairagya Vijnana Yudham Puranam, Akhyahi Vishveshwara Vishwamurte, Tul Bhakti Yogam Chamahad Vimargyam, Tabatrayana Vihadasya Khore, Samdapyamanasya Bhavadvanisham, Pashyami Nanya Charanam Tavangri, Dundvada Batrat Amrita Bhivarshan, Dashtam Janam Sambadidam Bilesmin, Kalahina Chudrasukhoru Darsham, Samudharainam Krabayava Vargir, Vajobi Asinja Mahanubhavam. Uddhava is saying to Krishna, asking Krishna to instruct in the about spiritual life, in self-realization, not only for himself, for everybody's benefit. So asking for Krishna's mercy, that is what Uddhava is doing there, asking for Krishna's mercy. Uddhava says to Krishna, everyone in this world is suffering in this material life. So, in order to develop some taste for spiritual life, prarabdha karmam is not allowing them. That is what's happening, isn't it? What should we do in that situation? That there is a desire, they are not developing any taste for spiritual life. Why? Because of the prarabdha karmam. Asare samsare nija bhajana dure jadadiya brahmandam mamandam paramakrabaya padumuchitam. Then madanya kodhina stavakribana rakshati nipuna sodhanya kova me trijagadi sharanya pashupate. This is from Shivananda Lahiri. Famous verse. Asare samsare nijamajanamu dure jadadhiya brahmandam mamandam paramakrabaya padumuchitam madanya kodhina stavakribana rakshati nipune Savadhanya kovame trijagadi sharanya pashupade. Asare samsaram. Asare samsaram means this samsaram, material existence, normally wherever asare samsaram samyak. Samyak is the word means very much. In other words, samyak means very well done in that sense. So, asare samsaram. So, this samsara material existence is not created very well in the sense that there is no essence in this material life. There is no meaning to this material life. That is what devotee is saying to Krishna. That this material life has actually no meaning. Asare samsaram. Saram means sare samsaram. So, just like saram means essence. There is no essence in this material existence, is there? Why we have come here? Why are we working like this? Why do we have all these responsibilities at home and family and all other kind of things? And where is this all going to end up? What is the essence behind this? That is what it says. Asare samsaram. In this samsaram, there is no saram. Saram means essence. Samsara means material existence. So in samsaram, material existence, there is no saram. There is no essence, there is no meaning to anything. So, so not only that, asare samsaram says, nija bhajanam dure jadadhiyaha, that if although suffering in this material world in various ways, particularly what Krishna mentions there, birth, death, old age and disease, isn't it? All those four problems where Krishna says there is no solution to that. With all that problems, nija bhajana dure jadadhiyaha, my intelligence is so dull that I can't even think about a solution from this problem. നിജ ഭജന ദൂരേ ജഡധിയ ഭജന ഓർ കൃഷ്ണ കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ് ഇസ് ഫാർ അവേ ഫോർ മൈ വൈ ബിക്കോസ് മൈ ധിയ ഇന്റലിജൻസ് ഇസ് ജഡം ഈസ് യൂസ്ലെസ് ഇറ്റ്സ് നോ പ്രോപ്പർ ഇന്റലിജൻസ് ഈവൻ ഇൻസൈഡ് സോ വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻസ് ടു മീ ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് മൈ ഫോൾസ് ഈഗോ ഇൻസൈഡ് it gets crushed all the time in one way or the other so I am not able to guide myself in this world and we struggle very hard to take to to all false directions in false way in other words it mentions here brahmandam mamandham because my false ego is strong in me I am blind And what is the result? Result of that is that I don't get the proper direction in life. I don't get the proper direction in life. This is for everybody in this world, isn't it? Asare samsaram nija bhajana mudhe nija bhajana dure jadathiya brahmandam mamandham param kramaya padumuchitam. Because there is no mercy, Krishna's mercy, I am not getting directed in the proper way in life, even in spiritual life. That is the point there. Even in spiritual life, I am not getting directed properly because my false ego inside is such. Asare samsaram nija bhajana dure jadadiya brahmandam tamandam. Because of my that blindness. And that is why it mentions here that when I come to spiritual life also, I get directed in the wrong way. I have been told I have to get it all the courses done, all the seminars done, personality development done, this, that and the other. Because my false ego wants that. That is why I get attracted to all these things, isn't it? When somebody tells you, personality development, Bhagavad Gita for you, immediately sign up for that. Isn't it? Why? My ego inside wants it. That's why I'm looking for that. That's why Ajaya Swamiji is saying here in Shivananda Lahari, Asare samsaram bhajana nija bhajanam. My so-called spirituality is all bogus. Its spirituality is bogus because it's all centered around my false ego. Nija bhajanam dure jadadhiyaham. My intelligence is so dull that I can't see the right and the wrong in spiritual life even. I get misguided by others. And what happens? Brahmandam. I keep on rotating in the spiritual life without escaping from that. Because I don't want to escape. All I want is to satisfy my false ego. Satisfy my false ego. So this is what's happening, isn't it? Asare samsaram nijabhajane nija bhajana dure jadadhiyaham brahmandam mamandham because I am blind and my ego is such that I want all these kind of things in my spiritual life. I want followers, I want money, I want so many things in spiritual life and I've come to spiritual life. Why? Because I have not understood what this samsaram is, material existence means. So, all the time, there says, in the Shastram, there is a word they use, it says, Ajagalasthanam. Ajagalasthanam means, sometimes the goats will have a small growth in their throat, outside, you can see that. It will look something like their nipple fur, you get the milk. If you milk from these places, you won't get any milk. That is how it is called in Vedantam, they call it as Ajagalasthanam. Ajagalasthanam means, Ajam is the goat, Galam is the throat, Sthanam is that breast that's coming here. If you milk from there, you won't get any milk from there. So this kind of spirituality is called Ajagalasthanam, milking the Ajagalam. So if you milk there, you won't get any milk from there. Similarly, I feel still that there is a lot of things to be done in this world. There's a lot of meaning to this life here. And I give so much importance to it. Therefore, I am unable to fall into the right process. I'm unable to take to the right process. So I don't see any meaning in any of these things, he says. So on the other hand, I am unable to escape from, move away from Krishna also. It is the situation. Unable to execute spiritual life properly, one hand. On the other hand, unable to move away from Krishna. One side Krishna is pulling, the other side the false ego is pulling in another direction. That is why. Asare samsaram nichabhajana dure jadadiya brahmandam mamandham paramakramaya patumuchitam. That is when Krishna's mercy is necessary to put us in the right track. Madanyako dhinam tavakribana rakshati nipunam. Madanyako dhinam tavakribana rakshati nipuna. Stavadhanya kovame trijagadi sharanya pashupade. Then, I am helpless in these things because of my situation is like that. I have no one to guide me in the proper way. And therefore, I have to take Krishna shelter. So, just like an example is given here, that a person, when if you see, when they cut the wood, in the nowadays they have these electric cutters, isn't it, for cutting the wood. But in the past, they will cut with the axe. They'll cut a huge piece of wood with the axe. And while cutting the wood, it will take a long time to break a large piece of wood. They'll have to keep cutting for sometimes few days together. So every evening, after one day's cutting with the axe, before they leave, they will put a piece of a spool piece inside where they finish cutting. So the next day they could start from there. Because the wood tend to go back like that, isn't it? So they put the spool piece there. And when they next day they come back, they continue the cutting from there, the wood. That was, you can see in the villages, they still cut the wood with the axe and they use this spool in between to keep to the extent where they have cut the wood. A monkey was watching this. How the woodcutter was cutting. And in the evening, when the woodcutter was going away with his axe, he put the spool piece inside. And then he left. As soon as he left, the monkey thought he should do something about it. Monkey's brain working. So what did he do? He goes there and he thought, why has he put this spool piece here? He started thinking. It didn't make any sense to him. So what did he do? He sat on the wood and his tail is in between the wood. So he, when he pulled the spool piece, the wood immediately joined back again. And he got caught in that. His tail got caught in that wood, between that broken wood, and he couldn't pull out the tail from there. He went and created this trouble himself by pulling out the spool piece, isn't it? So, similarly, with a lot of difficulty, engaged in Krishna consciousness, chanted the holy name and took shelter of Krishna. There is happiness from all that, but ultimately ended up in something else in spiritual life. Moved away from Krishna consciousness due to the ego inside or due to other desires, material desires inside. I have moved away from the goal. That's what happens, isn't it? Nijabhajanam means that. Nijabhajanam means false worship. Falsely engaging in spiritual life. That is called Nijabhajanam. It is not proper. It's not proper. It is nijam. Nijam means false. It is misleading. It is. So because of that, because my bhajana, my spiritual life was all based on that falsities, I cannot engage in almavicharam, absorbs in the soul, or jnanavicharam. Because if one engages in sadhana for a certain period of time and Krishna consciousness, the gradual way to the next step is you should come to the platform of knowledge and realization. Not move into the business and money-making things. That's not what is happening. In many instances, by engaging in sadhana, if you have executed sadhana properly, and if the sadhana has worked properly, the progressive step after that is to move towards self-realization and knowledge of the soul should develop inside. That is not what we find in this world these days, is there? So what does it indicate? That is Nijabhajanam. That word Nijabhajanam is coming. Asare samsaram Nijabhajana dhure jadadhyaham. Because my dhi, he means intelligence, is jadam. It doesn't have the proper purification inside. Therefore, I have been misguided. I got attracted by something else in life and I went after that. So, now, mind has gone in a different directions. Mind is telling me, well, sadhana, it can wait. You have done sadhana so many years. Do something different than that now. There's so many other things to do. And this way, mind is guiding in that direction. Okay. Now, if you decided, okay, I'll give up all these things. Let me go and sit in satsangam and let me try to understand something about this. Jadadhiya brahmandam. So, if you ask that person, he comes and sit in the satsangam, he can't understand anything. Just like this tamarind, you know, when the tamarind they pluck from the tree, huge quantities, in order to transport that, what they will do, they will punch this with heavy rollers and compress it very well, so that it can be packed nicely in the bags to ship it to other places. But when you pack them and you open this, when you open the bag, this compressed tamarind inside will start slowly moving in different directions. So when they come to satsangam, these kind of people, what happens to them is, they'll sit like this compressed tamarind. They'll sit in that way because they can't understand anything what is being spoken about. All the time mind is going after money or mind is going after something else in this world. Where is the possibility? He says nothing is going inside. So they'll start thinking, oh, this is all not necessary. I'll just do something else. This doesn't suit me. They'll find something else. Because if you want to say this about anyone, Ajari Swamiji says here that I am myself like that, he says. Bhajande nija bhajana dure jadadiya brahmandam mamantham. I am blind like that because paramakribaya patumuchitam. Because without Krishna's direction, without following the instructions of the great personalities in spiritual life, and Krishna's direct instructions in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it is not possible to understand and stay in the right direction in spiritual path. So here you can see, it is not good enough if you have the eyes to see Krishna. That eyes, what is inside, that has to open. So that is what they call it as in the Shastram as Prajna Netram. The eye of Prajna. The eye of Prajna. Pure consciousness. Or the discrimination inside. So, to know that Krishna consciousness or self-realization is the goal and to be fixed in that path, it requires a special eye inside. And that is called Prajnanetram. Prajnanetram is that. So, and that eye is blind. Ajari Swamiji is saying, not that I am blind, my eyes are blind. That eye which is required to open up, to know the goal of life, which is self-realization, and to free oneself from this material world once for all, that goal I am not able to see anymore as a goal. That has gone away. Why? Jadam brimandam mamandham. I am blind, that's why. Because that eye, Prajnanetram, has not opened in me. I have not felt the seriousness of spiritual life yet. So that is my blindness. That is my blindness. Now, what is the way to escape? And all the people's life, this is the problem actually in spiritual life, isn't it? We have come to spiritual life and we have understood this material life has not much meaning. Not much meaning, no meaning at all practically, isn't it? But knowing all that thing, still not able to take spiritual life seriously. Why is that? Because that eye, what is known as this Prajna Netram inside, Jadandam Vimandam Mamandham, I am still blind inside. That is not, eye is not opening yet. Paramakrabaya Padumuchitam. In such a situation, only one thing can happen. If the mercy comes from Krishna, Paramakrupaya, only through Krishna's mercy alone, it will take us in the right direction. There is Paramakrupaya Padamuchitam. Only if there is mercy coming from Krishna, there is a possibility of escaping from this. So, if you say that, is there any clause in the law book which says that you should be taken, protected? You should be protected. in Madanya Kodinaha, it says, Madanya Kodina Stava Kribana Rakshadini Bonam. Then, the only thing is, if you ask that, is there any clause in the book, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavadam, that such a person should be given shelter or he should be given mercy, should be shown mercy to him? No, it's not there. But only thing Ajari Swamiji says, that only thing I can say here is that there is no one who is qualified to receive your mercy than me, because I'm the most unfortunate person. So actually you can see all the great jnanis, devotees, yogis, they have only one thing to say to Krishna, that I am getting misguided and misdirected in life in different ways, and I am still not able to come to terms with this, that the meaninglessness of this material existence, and that I, what is required to open inside to become serious in spiritual path or spiritual life, is not opening either, and I don't have any qualification to claim for your mercy. I don't have any qualification to claim for your mercy. Only thing I have is that I'm only saying, he says, that I'm the most qualified person to receive your mercy, because it's only me who has no idea what I should do in life. So you will see this approach towards Krishna, this approach towards Krishna in all the great devotees. They will say this to Krishna. Ashlishyava padaradam pinashtumam adarshanam armahadam karotuva yathadhava vidhadagulam pado matprananathasuna evana param. In the Chaitanya, in the Shikshashtakam, the last verse. Ashlishyava padaradam pinashtumam adarshanam armahadam karotuva. Ultimately, surrender to Krishna. There is no other way. That is the only thing that will open up. There is no other way. Because if you took individually, all of us are hopeless case. All of us are hopeless case. We haven't got that sadhana inside to please Krishna. We haven't done that sadhana. We haven't got that surrender in us. And we do have a lot of false ego inside. And we have our own ideas about spiritual life. We are not willing to listen to Krishna, what Krishna says either. With all these problems, we still want to understand that what is spiritual life, what is Krishna consciousness. So here, it says here, Paramakramaya Patumujitam. So this approach towards Krishna, in all circumstances, that surrendered approach, even the great realized souls, they follow that. Because this dainyada means this helpless attitude, helplessness attitude that is also there. At the same time, that pride also is inside. The pride is also inside. Madanya kopinaham, that abhimanam or pride inside starts melting and gives way to this, it gives away for this surrender, for this helpless attitude to develop inside. All devotees, jnanis, have this helplessness in them. They feel helpless in this world because, having executed spiritual life for a long period of time, they have come and they are stuck somewhere. And they started realizing that in many instances this has happened. The goal is gone after a while. Initially, yes, everything very serious about spiritual life. After a while, the goalpost has changed. No more self-realization, no more Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti, all gone. Something else has taken the priority. And that you will see all the time what's happening. Some other things have taken priority. Then afterwards, everything else is just as a routine thing. It is done. The sadhana is supposed to lead us to that. Chitta shuddhi must happen. And if the sadhana is executed properly, the proof of that is, after a certain period of time, if sadhana is executed properly, the taste for self-realization, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam will become serious matter in life. That is the proof of that. If it's not happening, something has gone somewhere wrong. That's why, then that sadhana after a while, it will die away. It won't be serious anymore. It will become a ritualistic thing. That is why it is important to remember this. Asare samsaram nijabhajana dure jadadhiya brahmandam amandham paramakramaya padumuchitam. In that state, when you are stuck in that situation, what can protect us? Only Krishna's kripa, mercy, isn't it? Only Krishna's kripa or mercy. That's the only thing that will come to our shelter. So, tava kripanam, tava madanyakko dhina tava kripana rakshati nipunam. So, just like after all the doctors have given up over a patient, and if a doctor decides that I can save him, he is able to do something about it, and if he does that, he will get a big name, isn't it? All other doctors could not do it. One particular doctor could give him the right treatment and he escaped from death, or he got cured from his illness, isn't it? So all other doctors and hospitals, they have abandoned me. But if this particular doctor give you the shelter and give you get rid of the illness from inside, he gets a great credit, isn't it? He gets a great credit for what he has done. Similarly, this devotee is saying to Krishna that I've gone and done everything and everything has gone wrong. Now, if you look after me and protect me and give me proper direction in spiritual life, then you will get a good name. You will get a good name because I am the one who cannot be corrected anywhere. Wherever I have gone, it's all failure. Spiritually, I am a failure, everything. That is how the great devotees speak to Krishna. They talk to Krishna like this. That I have tried everything. I tried with my own ego. I went to this institution, that institution. I did this, I did that. I was told so many things, I did all that. But I am still the same person. Nothing has happened in me. So in this situation, because of the false ego inside, I was looking for recognition. I was looking for followers. I was looking for fame. I was looking for wealth. And all the direction got changed from spiritual life. I came for self-realization, but over a period of time, the goal changed. Everything changed. Other things have taken priority over me. And now I can see at the time of death what has happened. All that is going to go. They are not going to go with me. I am still the same person who started spiritual life 50, 60 years ago. Nothing has changed in me. So what did I gain? I could not please you because I have worked all my life through my ego operating inside. So that's what he's saying here. Asare samsare nijabhajana dure jadadiyaham brahmandam mamandham paramakramaya patumuchitam. So so that is why this samsaram, material existence, is like that, isn't it? In this material existence, we do a lot of work, and one day you realize that everything was a waste. That's what happens. That's what the nature of material life, isn't it? You do a lot of things for a long period of time, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, you don't know. And at the end you are realizing that, what did I gain from all these things? People ask that question all the time. So that is why in Lala Sahasranamam, you will see a name given to Sri Parvati like this, that Samsara Panga Nirmade Samudharana Panditaha. That samsara panga nirmale samudharana panditaha. Sri Parvati has a name like this. So, in other words, the pandit or scholarly nature of her, Sharada or Sri Parvati, whichever way you want to address her, the scholarly nature of her is such that when I do not know which route to go, you should come and give me the direction properly. This is one of the mantra which is chanted in the thousand names of Lalita Devi while she is worshipped. What does it say? Samsara panga nirmani samudharana panditaha. When I am caught up in the samsara material existence, when I do not know which direction to go, at that time to come and direct me in the right way, that you can do. And chanting that, flowers are offered to her. Because she also represents spiritual knowledge, isn't it? Sita Devi. These are all personalities associated with spiritual knowledge, Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya's manifestation is Sita Devi, Sri Parvati, Radharani, Yogamaya. All of them are manifestations of Brahma Vidya, of the spiritual knowledge, spiritual realization. So, at a time when we get stuck in the in our spiritual life without knowing, often this happens, is it not? If you observe yourself, you can see that. Initially, first few years, a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of momentum in spiritual life. After 3-4 years, it starts disappearing from ourselves. We lose the interest. And then that initial momentum, which was there when you started at the time of the spiritual life, at the beginning of the spiritual life, slowly fades away. Then if anybody asks you, how is spiritual life going? It's just going. That'll be the answer after that, isn't it? It's not going anywhere, in other words. Why is it like that? Because there, what has happened is that Brahmandam Mamandham, because of my ego and false ego inside, I could not take proper instructions from anyone. I have started getting attracted towards position, power, followers, wealth, and other things became important in life. Brahmandam Mamandham. When that happens, the devotee in the Lalita Sahasranam says, Samsare Pangam. Pangam means mud, the mud of material existence, which is Nirmane Samudharana Panditaha. When you are immersed in that, from there to pick you up, she has to come and lift you up from there. Otherwise, there is no chance of escaping from that. You can see that all the time happening. You will get attracted to all kinds of things in this world. You will start seeing this world is real first. First thing what will happen is the world is real. When the world is real, what else you will think? Oh, we have to follow the society. It's very important. We have to please everybody in this world. And we need some recognition in this world like everybody else. Some recognition is necessary. In order to get that recognition, what will you do? People in the similar field, like in the spiritual field, other religious processes, whatever it is, you will like to make acquaintance with them. And then you will start developing relationships with them. And it goes in another route completely. That will not take us very far in spiritual life. Acharyas have given us all these things because they know how things will go in samsara, material life. That's why they are saying here, Brahmandam Mamandham Paramakrabaya Padumuchitam. At that point, the only thing what can save us is if the mercy comes directly from the source. Otherwise, no hope. It's hopeless case again. When we started spiritual life, there was a lot of enthusiasm. And there was some goal in there, in the friend. When we read the books in the beginning and got attracted to the process, everything. After a few years, everything has gone. Where has it gone? Why has it gone? Because due to the false ego inside and wanted recognition in this world and from the society and social life and all other kind of things, anathas have come in and took us away from the process completely. Goal is lost. Once the goal is lost, everything is lost. So, that's what he mentions here. So, unable to come out from that, samsaram, what is samsaram? Samsaram is like this, that there is, to enter into samsaram, material existence, there is a huge gate, like the India Gate in Delhi, such a big gate, you can get through that gate. And once you get in there, what will happen, that it is like a hole, you will disappear, you won't be able to come out from that. So, the hole itself disappears, therefore, it is considered to be like a Padmavyuham. Padmavyuham means a particular arrangement in the battle. in the ancient times in Mahabharatam and all, you will see this Padmavyuham spoken. So it is the difficulty with this Padmavyuham is, you will see when Abhimanyu was killed, Karna and Jayadratha, Duryodhana, all of them together, they created Padmavyuham there. And in such a way that to break through Padmavyuham and to get Jayadratha was very, very difficult. Arjuna was finding it very hard. And if you read Mahabharatam, at that time when Jayadratha was killed, how Krishna told Arjuna, taught him how to break through the Padmavyuham. It mentions that. It's a particular way of formation of the army in the battlefield. So, when samsara panga nirmanahe samudharana samhidaha. So, when somebody is stuck in the mud, in so deeply, except Krishna's mercy, there is no other way to come out of that. So, if we have come to that realization, then it is possible to receive the mercy from Krishna. Therefore, if that is not, that is what is called Kripa. Kripa as it is mentioned. So, if it is not there, it is not Kripa anymore. So, when in spiritual life, we ourselves feel helpless, and that power comes from the source to protect us, and we have reached a particular stage in spiritual life, and it is at that time that this inner touch from Krishna or Krishna's Kripa or mercy comes. And at that point, we touch that, experience that mercy from Krishna. Actually, Krishna means Kripa. Krishna means Krishna. Ishwara. Ishwara means mercy only, Kripa only. Karuna Purna Sudhabde Kripana Rakshati Nipunaha. So, I am a patient who everybody else has given up on me. I am a patient, every doctor has given up on me. But I come to the best doctor, the devotee is saying to Krishna. If one develops such a consciousness and approaches Krishna, knowing very well the ultimate goal of life is realizing the truth, self-realization, and to get that, Krishna's mercy is required when I am stuck in this material existence, and that is the stage when one qualifies for that mercy. So, our attitude is, even though we are in the prison house, what we are asking for, we are requesting the jail authorities, if you can paint we want to have a comfortable situation in this world. Just like the person in the jail, he is asking the jail authorities, if you can paint all the bar in front of the, in the room, so that it looks nice, so that I can stay comfortably. And that's the same approach what we also have. So, instead of asking them to open up the door and release us, nobody is asking for that. We are not able to do that. So that is why nowadays you can see the government also says the same thing. Don't think about going away. We will provide you a television in the jail. You can sit and watch the telly inside the jail. But you are still in the jail, isn't it? Even if you make the jail very comfortable, still you are inside the jail. So, therefore, you will see that many, many great personalities, they have realization inside the jail. When they were in the jail, they had much deeper realizations. Even if you take Aurobindo, it was in the jail he had high degree of realization. He studied Shastra, many things in the jail. Mahatma Gandhi studied Bhagavad Gita in deep level in jail, not outside. Because in the jail there was nothing else to do. Even Krishna's father Vasudev and Devaki, when they were in the jail, they were more advanced, interested in spiritual life. When they were inside the jail. So why this situation in the jail? So inner voice, what they have spoken to all these great personalities. So you can imagine that, withdraw from this, and in their later on, many of these great people, they are pulled out of their materialistic activities from here, material activities from this world. So because sometimes when Krishna's mercy comes, Krishna has to put us into a particular situation to change our thoughts inside, the directions inside. So when that is what the jail has helped in many great personalities' life, and the peace inside what they experience in the jail, and they are saying that they are started experiencing the knowledge what is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam for them while they were in the jail. If you read into this, in Aravindo's case, you will see this, that when they have put them into the jail, for a long time he stayed in the jail, and sometimes he was allowed to go outside from the jail also. So many times he explains there in his own writings about that, the first experience of this yoga state he had experienced in the jail. So, here, Uddhava says, Jnanam Vishuddham Vipulam Yathaidam Vairagya Vijnana Yudham Puranam Akhyahi Vishveshara Vishyamurte Tulbhakti Yogam Jamahat Vimrgyam Tabatrayena Vihatasya Khore Samdapyamanasya Bhavadhvanisham Pashyaminanya Charanam Tavangri Dundvadabhatrat Amrdabhivarshal Dashtam Janam Sambadidam Bilesmin Kalahina Kshudra Sukhoro Tarsham Samudharainam Krabayavavarkir Vajobi Asinja Mahanubhavam. So, Dukham, Krishna says here, that if you hate Vinoba Bhave, another personality, they were all realized that they have gone through a lot of distress in life. And they have seen that all that distress was necessary for them to wake up into spiritual life, into spiritual reality. In Bhagavatam, Krishna says, Dukkha Pratikaram Kurvan. So, small things in this world, and thinking that, oh, it is not too bad, it's not a big problem in this world, and acting like that, Uddhava, this person, Krishna says here, he is giving up a chance where he could develop some vairagyam. So when distress comes in life, Krishna's point is that distress is only an opportunity to develop vairagyam or renunciation, detachment from this world. Instead, not taking it seriously and ignoring it and thinking that this is not a big problem for me, I can manage through this situation. Krishna says that is not a very intelligent thing. While seeing the distress in this world, taking Krishna's shelter, that is the greatest opportunity. Krishna gives us this opportunity now and then in life, in different ways, isn't it? He gives us different distresses. And one who wants to advance on the path of spiritual life, he should take advantage of that opportunity what Krishna has given. Because when you are comfortably situated in this world and everything is happening very well, who is going to care about Krishna consciousness, self-realization? Only when distress comes, we take to Krishna's shelter. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. And they are the devotees, what Bhagavatam calls it as Bhagavadottama. Savai Bhagavadottama, it says. So, here, Uddhava is talking in these verses. He mentions there, Dashtam Janam Sambadidam Bilesmin Kalahina Kshudra Sukhoro Tarsham Samardhanainam Krabayavavargir Vajobi Rasinja Mahanubhava. Uddhava is talking not about himself, he is talking about us. He is talking on our behalf, he says to Krishna, that for them there is no other hope. They are getting a lot of distress in life, but still they are not waking up. They are not taking your shelter or Krishna consciousness, in other words. So he says here that, and then he says to him, to say to Krishna, to talk to me about the bhakti process. And then he started telling about that in the 19th verse. Krishna started drawing. Punascha katayushyami madbhakte karanam param. He says there, isn't it? So, and in the 21st verse, Adara Parijanyayam Sarvangai Abhivandanam Mal Bhakta Puja Adhyam Sarva Bhudeshu Manmadi, Sarvadesh Manmadi. So there Krishna mentions that in the nectarian pastimes of Krishna, getting interested in them, hearing about them, and along with that, glorifying Krishna and engaging in the worship of Krishna, and glorifying Krishna and glorifying Krishna's transcendental qualities is an important sadhana in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's important. Vyasanara Samhita, Samvadam, if you look, you will see. Remember, yesterday we were discussing last time in the Bhagavad Gita class also. When Sri Narada Maharshi was talking to Vedavyas, how Narada Maharshi engaged in spiritual life? He asked the question, isn't it? In bhakti. So Narada Maharshi says there that Namaninandasya Dattra Bappadan Guhyani Badrani Kratani Jasmaran Gambharyadam Tushtamana Gadaspriha Kalam Pradikshan Vimado Vimalsaraha. That is how he spent the time, which we discussed in the Bhagavad Gita yesterday, isn't it? So while Sri Narada Maharshi was engaged in the process of bhakti, he says, what did he do? Gam paryadam. He simply wandered around in this world. Tushtamana gadaspraha. That tushtamana, always not looking for any desires inside, completely given up everything. Kalam pratiksho vimato vimalsaraha. Waiting for the time to come for the body to drop. This was Srinarada Maharshi's state of consciousness. Namanyanandasya hatatrava pathan. So many names, Krishna's holy names, chanting them continuously. Srinarada Maharshi spent his time in that way, without any shame, continuously chanting the holy name. Then, Guhyani Badrani Kritani Jasmaran. Guhyani means knowing Krishna properly. What is Krishna? That understanding, that is Krishna Tattvam. What is spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Tattvam. Jivasya Tattva Jityasa, that Tattvam, understanding. That is Guhyani. Badrani. Badrani means all the pastimes of Krishna. And remembering them, Kritani. And also the great personalities and the activities. Remembering them, Smaran, Kridani, Yasmaran, Gampariyadam. Remembering what he heard, Srinarada Maharshi is saying here, what he heard from the great sages, he kept everything in his memory. And he kept on thinking about it. He absorbed in that process. Gampariyadam, Tushtamana, Gadaspriha. And without any feeling shy or any shame or anything, without any kind of consideration for the world, he passed his time here. Gambharyanam tushtamana agadaspraha kalam pradikshan vimato vimalsaraha. Only waiting for the end to happen. That is how spiritual life must happen. That is the way of spiritual life, not anything else. Anyone who has got such big projects and ideas in this world, that is misdirected. That is directed away from the self-realization process. So in that meeting, when Srinarada Maharshi and Vedavyasa Maharshi spoke to each other, Vedavyasa Maharshi asked some questions about bhakti. Narada Maharshi says to him, Idam kivam sattabasa shrutasya va sushtasya suktasya ja buddhidatayoho avichyadatar kavibhirniru ubido yad uttama shloka guna anu varnanam. In the Bhagavatam, he says there, Idam kibam sattabasa shrutasya va. All kinds of austerities and penances and studying the Vedam, everything. Sushtasya suktasya ja buddhidatayoho. That whatever the intelligence is able to provide you, understanding of Krishna. Avichyada artakka vibhirnirubido. Great personalities who have thought through these things and who have understood the essence of everything, they are saying, yad uttama shloka guna anuvarnanam. Uttama shloka is Krishna. Glorifying Krishna and Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's leela alone is the, and Krishna's transcendental qualities is the most important thing. Uttama shloka guna anuvarnanam. Uttama shloka is Krishna. Krishna's gunam, Krishna's transcendental qualities. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ടു ബി ഗ്ലോറിഫൈഡ്. ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോക ഗുണാനുവർണ്ണനം ഇതം ക്ഷിപം സത്തപസ ശ്രുതസ്യ സുഷ്ടസ്യ സൂക്തസ്യ ച ബുദ്ധിദത്തയോ അവിച്യുതാർത്ഥ കവിഭിർ നിരൂപിതോ യത് ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോക ഗുണാനുവർണ്ണനം. യു വിൽ സീ ദാറ്റ് വേഴ്സ് ഇൻ ദി ഫസ്റ്റ് കാൻറ്റോ ഇൻ ദി ഫിഫ്ത്ത് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഇൻ ദി ഫിഫ്ത്ത് ചാപ്റ്റർ. So, this is a medicine, he says. Sri Narada Maharshi says, that is the medicine. Then, if this medicine is not taken, which means not glorifying Krishna, then what else can be done? So, that is why in the early days itself, to get them interested in the Krishna consciousness, and through that pastimes and purification, hearing about Krishna, they should get purified to hear about Krishna Tattvam, the principle of Krishna consciousness. So, so that is where it's coming from. The nature, as you can see from the Sri Narada Maharshi's example itself, if in the childhood, if they don't get that spiritual attachment for the Shastram, for Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, Mahabharatam, everything, and if you do not give them the, it is not to the in the mind of the young children to develop that reverence towards Ramachandra, towards Krishna. Great personalities like that, the idea behind that, if you don't give them these things, they will develop some modern heroes. They will develop their attachment for Batman or Superman or whatever, other things in this world, or some man, Hanuman, or some man they will get hold of. So, so for this reason only, Krishna is saying here, the mind has got this nature to think about something, So, if we do not talk about Krishna, what will he do? We'll talk about the other people's home affairs. What's happening with somebody else in another house, in this house, what happened? All these kinds of things will be discussed. Or we'll talk about ourselves. I did this, I did that, so many things will come. So, it is only for that purpose that this introducing about talking about Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's glories. So, the idea behind all this thing, somehow or the other, we have to forget our personality. We have to become a non-entity in this world. That is why, and that is what is called bhakti, or jnanam, or yogam, all these things. Because, what are we at the end in this world? Today one of us will go, tomorrow somebody else will go, isn't it? We all have to leave this place one day. So in between, in this short period of time, I am, we kept ourselves talking about, I did this, I did that. And that pride and abhimanam is very difficult to give up. And when it comes to humility also, there is nobody who is humble like me, we will say. So same thing. Only problem is, when it comes to spiritual field, it becomes more complicated. In material life, we have seen this all the time, isn't it? People saying this, I've done this, I've done that. Because he is ajnani, ignorant he is. He doesn't know anything else. He only knows his body. He only knows himself as the body, mind. It is his body. He thinks he is the body. And it is his body. And the body is meant for enjoyment. And body is under his control. And he is in complete control of the situation. This is how a materialistic person will think all the time. Isn't it? Materialistic person will think all the time. So, but when you come to the spiritual field also, if the same thoughts comes, I am a guru, I am a big guru, I am a realized soul, and I am fixed up in spiritual life, and I am liberated, all this kind of starts thinking, thoughts comes, then what can be done? So, so this problem is there. The only thing is that in spiritual field it's more dangerous than in the material world. Material world, they won't tell you, people will listen to you, whatever you say. And they will keep their own opinion to themselves and go away. But the problem in spiritual field is, they'll come and start telling you, you are an incarnation. or you are a direct representative of Krishna. And you will also start thinking after a while, yes, everybody is telling I'm a direct representative of Krishna. These things do happen. And that is why it's more dangerous in the spiritual field than in the material life. Material life people know, they weigh up everything and they go. But in spiritual life what happens is that if the same ego and the same thinking develops inside, naturally the followers also contribute to that quite a bit. And they create this situation that slowly you will start thinking, identifying yourself with the body and start thinking you are somebody in this world. The whole purpose behind everything is to forget that individuality and personality from inside, to wipe it out from inside. So that is why you will notice that in the spiritual life you call Parama Pujyam, isn't it? Pujyam is zero. To make it zero is the goal, not to make it big number. So therefore it is Krishna is saying here that bhakti is necessary for chitta shuddhi. For chitta shuddhi. First chitta shuddhi has to happen. Chitta shuddhi means all this garbage inside that has to go. These false conceptions about this world, about oneself and about the world. About the world, thinking that the world is real, there is a lot of things to be done in this world, lot to achieve in this world. These are the false conceptions about this world. And then about oneself, that I am this body, I am somebody important, I need all kinds of recognition in this world and worship from here. These are the problems with this body. So this kind of ajnanam Krishna is saying here that it is very difficult to overcome. It's very difficult to overcome in adhyalpam. Adhyalpam means spiritual life. In spiritual life it's more difficult than in the material life. In spiritual life it's more difficult. That is why it is said like that, that a devotee who has taken Krishna shelter, who has taken shelter of the holy name, he will find in due course of time, if the chanting is done properly, and if he engages in the Krishna's pleasure, satisfaction, things are done properly, this understanding must come inside to move away from the world, to move away from the world. So, padando namani pramada parasindo nibadidaha smarando rubam devaratha kathayando gunakathaha charandoi bhaktvastoi guru ramande. That devotee who is chanting the holy name, who is following the process correctly, charandoi bhaktvastoi guru ramande, because he is always fixed up in Krishna, he is moving in this world in that direction. Charandoi bhaktvastoi guru ramande paramamamu aham dhanyan manye samadhigadan sarva bilashidan. For him, there is nothing more to achieve in this world because he is already going towards that goal. What is ultimately meant to be in this life? He will reach that goal eventually. Eventually he will get to that goal. On the other hand, what will happen in most of the people's case? Gadaklishtam gashtam. That although such a nice process, this bhakti sadhana, Krishna has given us in the Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere, instead of taking to that gadaklishtam kashtam tava charana seva rasabhaje, instead of engaging in that sadhana process, bhakti sadhana process, unfortunately our attention goes to something else. Our attention goes somewhere else, and that whole direction has gone in a different way. That is why Krishna says to Uddhava, follow this process seriously. It will take you to the goal. It will take you to the goal. Because everything what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, you can see in the Bhagavatam also the same thing. Everything in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is in the form of samvadam. Have you noticed that? Samvadam. Samvadam means, like you can see in the Bhagavatam, if you take, you will see Brahmam Narada Samvadam, Narada Vyasa Samvadam, Krishna Uddhava Samvadam, Yudhishthira Narada Samvadam. Like that, everywhere in the Bhagavatam, if you look, Vidura Maitreya Samvadam. Have you noticed in the Bhagavatam? Everywhere, discussion between two people. Why is it like that? Because through that process, Krishna is mentions this in the Bhagavad Gita also, this through this process of samvadam is the purpose behind that is kathayandasyamam nitya tushyanti cha ramanti cha. You will see there that parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavad yasham. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, parasparanukathanam. Maitreya Maharshi is talking about Krishna and Vidura is relishing about Krishna. Then Vidura is asking some questions, in Samvadam he is asking some questions, and Maitreya Maharshi is feeling great happiness because he is saying to Vidura, the questions you have asked me is reminds me of Krishna to such extent that I great happiness to talk about him. And Maitreya Maharshi continues to talk about Srimad Bhagavatam from there. In similarly, when Vedavyasa Maharshi saw Narada Maharshi and Narada Maharshi asked Vedavyasa about his unhappiness, Vedavyasa Maharshi told him that what is going through his mind, and Narada Maharshi says to him, it is good that you have asked these questions to me. I am able to remember Krishna now and talk about it more. And Narada Maharshi was in great ecstasy when he was talking about his own experience to Vedavyas. You will see that in the fifth chapter, in the first canto, so many verses, what he is talking about that. So this ecstatic experience while discussing about Krishna is a part of this samvadam process. Same thing you can see throughout Bhagavatam. When Sukadeva Goswami wanted to talk about Prahlada, Sri Narada Maharshi says there, let me talk about him. Because as soon as he starts talking about Prahlada, Narada Maharshi feels great ecstasy. Seeing that Prahlada's bhakti, Prahlada's devotion, Prahlada's surrender to Krishna, Prahlada's freedom from desires, and Prahlada's attachment to Narasimhamurti, all that things has pleased Narada Muni so much. He felt great happiness in introducing his own disciple Prahlada to this world, which you see in the seventh canto all the way through. Everywhere it is Sri Narada Vacha in the seventh canto, isn't it? It's not Sri, you won't see much Sri Shuga Vacha there. It's all Sri Narada Vacha. So like this, Navayoga Samvadam, Nimi Navayogi Samvadam. Navayogis were extremely happy when Nimi started asking the right questions. Bhagavata Dharmam, symptoms of bhakti, Maya, how to cross over the Maya, all are the questions in the Niminavayogi Samvadam, isn't it? Similarly, again, and finally, in the Bhagavatam, you have got this Krishna and Uddhava, that Samvadam. Between Uddhava asking questions and Krishna taking great pleasure to reply those questions to Uddhava. And at some point, you can see that Krishna feels so ecstatic about talking about bhakti that he has forgotten himself and he says to Uddhava, nobody Uddhava is as dear to me like you. He says to Uddhava like that, isn't it? Nathadhame priyatama alpayo nirna shankara naja sangarshanam nashri naiva alma jayatha bhavan. Krishna says to Uddhava, nathadhame priyatama, nobody is dear to me. Almayoni Brahma. Brahma is not dear to me. Almayoni na Shankara. Shiva is not dear to me. Naja Sangarshanan. Balaram is not dear to me. Na Shri Rukmini Devi is not dear to me. Naiva Alma. Even I myself is not dear to me. Chayatha Bhavan. Like you. You are so dear to me, Krishna says to Uddhava. So, in all these samvadam, in these discussions between these great souls, great personalities, Vidura Maitreya, Yudhishthira Narada Maharshi, and Shuga Shaunaga, Suda Shaunaga Samvadam, Shuga Parikshit Samvadam, this is all samvadam, is the process that they have used in the Bhagavadam. So, in all these samvadam, what comes out? Bhakti comes out. Bhakti comes out from them, from the speaker as well as from the listener. Sharada Maharshi is speaking, Vedavyas is listening. Sukhabra Maharshi is speaking, Parikshit Maharaj is listening. And finally you will see later on, Markandeya Samvadam. Krishna and Markandeya are talking about each other. Isn't it? Markandeya Samvadam. Similarly also there is Lord Shiva and Markandeya, their Samvadam. In the 12th canto you will see that later. Again the topic of discussion is about bhakti. About bhakti. So bhakti process is spoken through this. That is why this is one of the process in the bhakti, talking to each other, talking to each other. That's why kathayandaschamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna says there that talking this katha, talking about Krishna, both sides, person asking and the person answering, both of them get great satisfaction. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha, he says there. So so there are various processes in the bhakti, starting with, Krishna mentions here many things, isn't it? Shraddha amrita kathayam me shashanmadanu kirtanam parinishtaja pujayam stutibhi stavanam mama stutibhi stavanam mama. Stutibhi means the glorification of great devotees. For example, Kunti's glorifications in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhishma's glorifications in the Srimad Bhagavatam. These are all prayers they have given to us to utilize, to glorify Krishna. So that also, Krishna says, is a sadhana. Reading them itself is a, or reciting them is also a sadhana. The purpose behind everything is somehow or the other to keep the mind absorbed in Krishna, not allow the mind to come down to the material world, to material life, and not allowing to the worldly objects or worldly life, and always to keep mind on a higher level, on a higher consciousness. So only for that purpose, Krishna says, one should continuously glorify Krishna's transcendental activities. Even if one does not speak about it, inside his mind, he should absorb himself in that. Krishna's great transcendental qualities, and similarly, the life of great personalities who have successfully engaged in spiritual life, and Bhagavad Sannidhi, a presence of Krishna's temples, and Bhagavad Bhavam, that form of Krishna's mood of serving Krishna. Somewhere one has to elevate oneself, and one should live in this world holding on to one of these things. Attention in the Bhagavad Katha, in Krishna's pastimes, and glorification of Krishna's transcendental qualities, and body requires some engagement, and that is why he says here, parinishtaya pujayam, engage in the deity worship. So whatever one likes it, offer that to Krishna. Body has done that, and using the body one can circumambulate the temple, the deity, and so paying obeisances to the deity. These are all for the body, all for the body. This is called the charya, paricharya, and very simple yoga process, simple yoga process, parinishtayam. And after worship is performed, then glorifying Krishna through the different songs, what they have written. So so here you will see that Krishna is talking about this bhakti yoga process. When this bhakti yoga process was spoken, Krishna comes here with another, in the next verses you will see Krishna's importance, how he gives priority to different things. Verse 23. Madarte artha parityago bhogasya sukhasya ja ishtam dattam hutam japtam madartham yad vratam tapaham. So for Krishna's sake, giving up the attachment for sense enjoyment and wealth, and also giving up attachment in the family life also, and all this is considered to be sadhana bhakti. He says here, ishtam dattam hutam japtam madartham yad vratam tapaham evam dharmair manushyanam uddhavalpa vidivedinam mai sanjadaye bhakti konyartho syava shishyate. He says to Uddhava that those who execute this Bhagavata dharmam, which Krishna, this is all part of the Bhagavata dharmam, if Bhagavata dharmam is executed properly, in due course of time they will develop that bhakti inside. And once they develop that bhakti, Krishna says, Eno alpanyarpidam jittam chandam satoba brahmidam ധർമ്മം ജ്ഞാനം സ വൈരാഗ്യം ഐശ്വര്യം ചാപിപദ്ധ്യതയും. സോ ഹി സേസ് ഹിയർ ത്രൂ ദി എക്സിക്യൂഷൻ ഓഫ് ദിസ് ഭക്തി സത്വഗുണം ബിൽസ് അപ്പ് ഇൻസൈഡ് ആൻഡ് ചിത്തം ഇൻസൈഡ് സട്ടിൽ ബോഡി ഇറ്റ് ബിക്കംസ് ശാന്തി ശാന്തം ഇറ്റ് ബിക്കം ശാന്തി കംസ് ദി സൈസ് ചിത്തം ശാന്തം ചിത്തം ബിക്കംസ് ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ഡെവലപ്സ് ഇൻ ദി ഹാർട്ട് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദ റിസൾട്ട് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദ റിസൾട്ട് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ വെരി ഈസിലി ഹി സൈസ് ധർമ്മം ജ്ഞാനം സർവ വൈരാഗ്യം ഐശ്വര്യം ശാപിപദ്ധ്യതയും ഹി വിൽ അച്ചീവ് എവറിഥിങ് ധർമ്മം ഹി വിൽ അച്ചീവ് ജ്ഞാനം ഹി വിൽ അച്ചീവ് വൈരാഗ്യം ഹി വിൽ അച്ചീവ് വാട്ട് ടു ടോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് ഈവൻ ഐശ്വര്യം ഓപ്പുലൻസസ് ഹി വിൽ അച്ചീവ് വിതൗട്ട് ഡിഫിക്കൽട്ടി കൃഷ്ണ സൈസ് ടു ഉദ്ധവ യദർപ്പിതം തദ്വികൽപ്പം ഇന്ദ്രിയൈ പരിധാവതി രജസ്വലം ച അസന്നിഷ്ടം ചിത്തം വിദ്ധി വിപര്യയം. ഓൺ ദി അതർ ഹാൻഡ് ഇഫ് യു അലൌ ദ ചിത്തം ദി സട്ടിൽ ദ മൈൻഡ് ഇൻ അതർ വേർഡ്സ് ഇഫ് ഇറ്റ് ഗെറ്റ്സ് അബ്സോർബ്ഡ് ഇൻ ദ വേൾഡ് ഇൻ ദ ഡ്യുവാലിറ്റീസ് ഓഫ് ദ വേൾഡ് ദ്വൈത പ്രപഞ്ചം യദർപ്പിതം തദ്വികൽപ്പം ഇഫ് വികൽപ്പം ഹാപ്പൻസ് ഇൻസൈഡ് ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് സ്റ്റാർട്സ് റണ്ണിംഗ് ആഫ്റ്റർ സെൻസ് എൻജോയ്മെന്റ് through its senses it wants to enjoy, it will develop more and more rajogunam inside. Rajogunam will develop inside and it will become very dirty. And Krishna says here, rajasvalam cha sannishtam chittam vidhi vibhayayam. And if rajogunam builds up inside that chittam strongly, it will create every situation inside which is opposing for spiritual life, which is opposing to spiritual life. So, importance of sadhana, that is what Krishna is stressing here. Without sadhana, even though this is the way Krishna explains, that develop bhakti in the process, follow the process of sadhana bhakti. Through that process, let sattvagunam develops inside. And when sattvagunam develops inside, due to the control of the body and the mind, eventually they'll be tied down and will be brought under discipline. When that happens, the attachment for sadhana will increase and vihita karmam will happen and all the vyavaharam will, you will be one way able to leave them behind. You'll be able to leave them behind. And in that situation, Krishna says that chitta shuddhi will develop and through that chitta shuddhi, because of the execution of this Bhagavata dharmam, Krishna says here, Sattugunam will build up inside, which means, Sattugunam means Shanti, peace inside. And the after effect of all that is, that person who has developed that kind of Sattugunam inside, for him, Dharmam, Jnanam, Vairagyam, Aishwaryam, all these things will develop very easily. On the other hand, if the mind is allowed to wander around in this world, in Dvaita Pravancham, which is full of dualities, and in that duality, if it gets absorbed and mind runs after senses and sense enjoyment, and it becomes more and more dominated by Rajogunam, Rajoguna Prathanam, and it will become very degraded. It will become very degraded. And Krishna says there, Sacha Chittam. You can see Krishna only talks about the subtle body. That subtle body, Krishna says here, will work exactly opposite way than the other one. Just like when Sattugunam comes in, how all the transcendental desire for Jnana Vairagyam, Aishwaryam, Dharmam, all these things develop due to Sattvagunam. Krishna saying that if Rajogunam builds up, all the opposite things will happen inside. All the opposite things will happen inside. So we'll stop there today. We'll continue next Sunday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.